Loving God, thank you that when you look at us, you see not just what we are, but what, by your grace, we may become. Help us to be that better person today. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
L'chaim.
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 How is everybody today? Hello, we're live. There's stuff going on in the chat. I'll be reading it. And with us is Max.
Hi. Max is our buddy from the Clown Agent that we like, Clown Agent A. Max is Jeff's replacement.
Clown Agent A.
What do we call him?
No. This is from the uppity Clown Agent.
Oh, Clown Agent A was the bad one?
Uppity.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Clown Agent A and B are bad. There's the uppity one, and then there's the Long Island one. Get it straight.
Okay, yikes. Sorry.
How many agents are there?
There was a couple more.
Clown Agent A. They don't like me anymore. I got sick. Couldn't go to a job. They think I'm lying. That's done.
Were you lying?
No.
No, he really threw up on the bus.
I even tried to go. I was so sick. But
that's a lot of effort you put in right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I learned they didn't like me as it is. In fact, we were talking downstairs, and Max found out that even at this nice agent, I'm not very much like.
Which we already kind of knew. And by the way, they're saying that Max is a bit quiet.
Pretty clear.
I agree with. So just raise your voice a little bit.
Yes, I'm louder. I'm closer to the microphone.
What did you say Christine said about me? You didn't tell me.
She mentioned to me that she thought you were incredibly irritating on the phone.
What?
Wow.
And that she...
Are you even ever on the... Do you know that everybody...
She thought that you backed out of a job?
Never. I know what he's talking about. Nobody calls Keith from every agent. They call me and ask for his schedule. So I don't know how many times she actually got to talk to him on the phone, so that's weird. The
I
second thing is...
Who gives a shit, right?
He didn't back out of a job. What happened was he used to do costumes until very recently, and he was supposed
costumes
to...
Costumes meaning the big head costumes, the Elmos, the... other shit
SpongeBob.
Somebody can beat
Barney,
the fuck
SpongeBob,
out of you and you
right,
can't fight
yeah.
back.
Yeah, the big heads. So they never mention when they go, are you available on Saturday between 12 and 1 to do an Elmo? They never mention that, by the way, on Monday or Tuesday you have to return the costume to, like, Westchester, which is not next door to us, you know, and it includes a fee and a toll. So anyway... So they always call on Monday, like, so are you coming with the costume? So he's like, no. And I go, don't take that shit, you know, and tell them that you're not available, and somebody will pick it up, or they won't, and fuck them. So
it should be their responsibility.
Yeah, or say it as part of the job. If you
or pay me to drive up there.
They say that they give $25.
They don't.
The fuck am I going to do it? Who cares about $25?
Yeah.
In during the week traffic on the way over to Westchester and back. Who gets keep your fucking $25 and come down here, send someone from your thing and see how much fun it is to take $25 to do that kind of shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I told him to just say that, you know, you have to stay in your house because you're waiting for some kind of thing. Turns out we ended up leaving the house, meeting Charlie in Manhattan, and so they thought that he was lying, like, oh, you can't leave your house, so how come all of a sudden you're meeting Charlie in
Manhattan?
You're
right, that's exactly what she told me.
I know everything, Max, please.
Yeah.
But I don't get told about it, of course, until like a month or so
because
later.
Because they don't like you, so why would they talk to you?
I'm not
but
nice.
But what's happening is, you know...
They're like, he's a liar. We don't even call him. Talk to him,
but you did tell me this downstairs. Like, it wasn't even that. Like, Keith just has an attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a difference between, say, I was lying and didn't want to give a costume and having an attitude.
I've never seen you have an attitude with these agents.
I was telling Max this. I think it's because I don't go in and go, I'm going to be Luke Skywalker and it's going to be awesome.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Right. I go, hi. Where do I have to go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he treats it like it's a waiter job.
Right.
Hi, I'm here with my black pants and white shirt.
Well, you know, for $100, it is a waiter job, unless you're making a lot of money, right? You know? You're going to pay me $100 to be Elmo? I only give this much effort.
So a while ago, we were talking about how the upcoming limo job, where we take kids, I don't want to get into it. Whoa. I just want to say Max was with us, and we will get into it.
And it was spectacular on many levels.
Amazing. Amazing.
Incredible.
That time, I did have an attitude. And we'll get to that. Let me, as we do so often, let me catch everybody up on shit that happened since last show. Friday, Lydia May wrote on the forums, I hope Kenda yelled at Keith after the show today. I can't believe he was talking about banging some other chick. I was sad. Shock face.
Aww.
Wait, what? You talked about banging another chick? In your past?
Coming in that girl's hair, right. And she also emails Keith personally. Keith, when I was listening to the live show last night, I couldn't believe you would talk about your past sexual exploits in front of Hemda like
Holy
that.
Shit.
Shame. Hemda, I hope you chewed his ass for disrespecting you. You should cut him off for a week or two. Maybe you should tell a story about tied up and taking it up the ass.
She tell knows us about that?
Tell a story on the air about letting a big black muscular motherfucker shoot a load in your face. That would show him Lydia. I like that, Lydia. Maybe I said something that was disrespectful. Disrespectful to my common-law wife. So to show that, you know, she's a lady and should be treated better, have some nigger shoot a load in her face.
And go.
Meanwhile...
You don't have that story? At the ready? This is Queens. Come on. Jesus
Meanwhile,
Christ.
I go on tours with my ex-boyfriend. My other ex-boyfriend comes on the show and we promote his shit.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I think my exes are enough in Keith's face that he can talk about shooting a load in someone's hair. It's okay, babe. And cutting someone off, I hate that women use that as a weapon. I'm supposed to jerk myself off because you said something inappropriate? No, now you have to fuck me extra cutting you off.
And the big difference, and I don't let her talk because that's kind of a relationship it should be. The big difference is that Hemda likes hearing my
I
old stuff.
I love it.
It took me a while before I felt comfortable because I thought, yes, Lydia, it is weird.
No, I have to know. I think it's part of someone's history.
It
and
is.
If I'm going to know you fully, I need to know that you're the kind of guy that shoots a load in someone's hair just to get back at her for something she did to your best friend.
Did you buy her breakfast?
No, he bought her a load in her hair and left. Yes,
and
you
then
don't,
ditched her, huh?
Yeah, you don't mess with Keith when...
But the next
like,
day...
The subway's going to stop soon. I got to get home.
And the next day...
Wait, though, what time is it? Wait. What's your name?
After me and Hemda did it, she got soup. And by soup, I mean real soup in a bowl.
In a bowl.
Yeah.
You, he's Maurice Chevalier. Jesus.
He's upset because at 3 o'clock in the morning one
but
time...
But by the way, I got her soup. I don't think I'm going to know who the fuck you're talking about.
Did you pour it out of a can? I mean, like, how much effort did...
No, no.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke him up and said, hey, you feel like having soup? And he's like, yeah, it's 3 in the morning. Who doesn't feel like having soup? What the fuck? And he actually woke up and went and walked with me down, you know, a couple blocks to get some soup. After I blew him for the first time in our relationship, I think that would wake you up to get some soup, no? Hi, Max. Welcome to our world.
This is fun.
I forgot that Max only knows us from kids' parties, and we compare, like, balloon tricks.
Right. So, well, you know.
Well, Max I like, and it's a little more real than, you know, than any other fake performer there, but we've never really hung out, not
it
like buddies.
The
never.
Thing is I warned everybody about... Specifically the company that we work with, because I think a lot of people are fake, so I'm like, don't trust anybody. So it took him a while to trust you. But I think like you and Jeff, and I can't think of anybody
and
else.
And fair enough, because not only is he a performer, he's a sick fucking magician.
Oh, oh yeah,
honestly.
You're really good. Oh, my
so
God.
Don't ever trust. There's like two strikes there.
Boom, boom. He's a professional liar.
What do you mean don't
trust him? What do you mean don't trust him?
Hey, guys, Brad sent me an... Oh, listen to this. So you know the Brad story. Everybody knows the Brad story by now.
Yeah, just for Max. Brad wrote us a letter saying, like, here's my long story. I think it's really good. It was, like, 3 pages long. And we're like, okay, it's 3 pages long. Nothing in it is interesting. We're just going to pass it by. Sent another email and yet another email. The third or fourth email was like, fuck you. You know, how come you don't read my shit on the air? It was so great. I took the time, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to my girlfriend about whether I should listen to your show or not. Then we read the letter. It was the gayest piece of shit
Watch
ever.
Watch out. He's talking to his girlfriend.
Right,
Watch
right,
out.
Right.
Of course we're not going to read every letter.
Yeah. So
if it prints out 3 pages, I probably won't read your letter.
Yeah, just that point. Just the fact that it's 3 pages. Anyway, so... And we poked fun at him, calling him a fag and whatever. Then, and he lives in Canada, and then...
So he's really a fag then, huh?
And then we find out that another listener saw him on the way to work.
Uh-oh.
And so, and because there were Keith and the girl signs all over his car, and it said, Keith Malley is a fag.
Is gay, sorry.
And so they got into, he goes...
A little yelling.
Yeah, a little yelling across the cars.
Now tell me, first of all, tell me how cool
how
that
cool
is.
Is.
Tell
that?
Me that. I thought the coolest thing would be like, I'd say
That's
something
like
to her...
a billboard, dude.
Right. I'd say something to her like on a subway car, and someone would go, oh, you guys Keith and the girl? This is cooler. A fan recognized through a story another fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this show is doing okay.
Yeah, man.
So
that's fantastic.
So that's it. Oh, so he
You're
said.
You're gay, dude. You know how awesome that is? This is groundbreaking. No, a fan has outed the show.
Follow how good this is.
Brilliant.
This guy is carrying around telling people I'm gay.
My favorite part is that he's like, I will tell my girl that I'm going to stop listening to the show.
He's debating. What a threat not telling, that is. He's debating with it. I asked my girlfriend. Anyway,
I bet you this guy has a 12-sided dice somewhere.
So now he's a character on a show pretty much.
So good.
6 to 12. I still listen.
Fucking Johnny Douchebag. What is his name? Brad? What was his name?
Brad.
Right.
So now, so he didn't.
And I was just like in Canada. The only country I was like it, my fans from.
I was just talking about, like, why do the Mounties wear a red jacket?
Why?
You'd think, I don't know. you'd think they would pick a less conspicuous color. Right. Like, here comes the cops. They're fucking wearing that bright red coat. Put the weed away or whatever.
That's
you know?
Why. I mean, that's why crime's down in Canada. They're like, we're so much better here, and we don't carry guns because you carry a big warning sign.
They can't catch anybody. They can't catch anybody.
In America, they wear jeans.
Right. Okay. So Brad.
So anyway, so this guy who saw Brad said that if he sees Brad again, it's on, and they're going to have some kind of brawl or something like that.
You guys should invite them to Queens and put it on the air.
You know what? And people, of course, are writing, like, maybe for the 300 show, you know, like, ha, 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 let's see what happens. So you figure that's the end. They're like, fuck you. No, fuck you. Here's a new letter. Rob is the other guy's name. Hey, guys. Brad sent me an email on Sunday. See below. Looks like I'm heading out now to kick some ass in defense of Keith's heterosexuality. I'll tell you how it goes, Rob. So here's the letters. I got to find out where it first starts.
This is another letter.
This is from Rob. Keith, Hemden, Brad. Hey, Brad. I listened to this Keith and Girl show again because I was sure Keith gave up your email address, and he did. Oh, now that it's been aired on Keith and the Girl that you want to try to kick my ass. I guess it's okay for me to kick the shit out of you. Pick the place, mad gay Brad. You can drive yourself there in your shitbox Sprint. Just one rule, no weapons. I don't want to get stabbed by your dick. I've never beat up a gay guy before. Should be fun. This technically isn't gay bashing because Brad picked a fight. Everybody heard that, right? Rob. And then he wrote back. Okay, fuckface.
This is Brad. Okay.
Okay, fuckface. At 484 Church Street, there's a semi-private lawn area behind the co-op.
Oh, my God.
How does...
Do they live in the projects? Like, what?
I don't know.
Say that again. What was that?
484 Church Street. There's a semi-private lawn area behind the co-op.
What is semi-private?
This is in Toronto, by the way.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's somebody on the chat who's Team Bradley. Okay. So we have a queer on the chat. That's cool.
How does 6 p.m. sound tomorrow? So now this is today. Today's the 19th, right?
Yes.
Rob writes to Brad, hey, Brandy. With capital letters on B-R-A-D.
Oh, that's the most clever part.
No, there won't be any face fucking. That was the rule, remember? I guess I could be there for 6 p.m. today. Why didn't you include Keith and Henda on this? You know I'm going to forward it to them later. Rob. Brad writes...
I was just hoping there would be some face fucking.
Seriously?
It's not a fight now. You mean you're not going to fuck his mouth after you beat his ass?
So Brad's witty squared. He writes, fuck you, Roberta. I didn't include them on this because they may have an obligation to call the cops, even though it's another country. Brad, I say kill him. Have you ever seen the news? No.
Let's encourage this fight as far as we can.
You've seen the news, and when we try to... remember when that kid was getting caned so many years ago? And
we had to send
like government officials there.
It's like, no, don't hit him with a stick.
In Singapore?
Yeah, we're not responsible for anything that happens in another country. Do what you have to do, boys. Now, 6 p.m. has gone and went.
I want to know what the semi-private lawn space.
Right.
And like, who owns that semi-private lawn space?
And if you're in Canada and you know where that is, videotape.
Do people send you videos?
They send us everything.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. Yes, they send
videos. I just want some face fucking. I mean, can that be a real fight, please? Can we encourage it as much as we can?
About the Korean.
Roberta. It's fucking good, right? It's the subtleties. God is in the details. Roberta. It's the simple one. Oh, we get you.
We're talking about. Last Comic Standing, they're telling herpes jokes and
so not funny. So sad how that show's not funny.
Right. Don't get me started. So the whole audience is like laughing. I'm like, what are you all laughing at? Obviously, that means everybody has fucking herpes. And so we had like a herpes conversation. Nick on the forums writes, also, I have some strain of herpes in my hands.
What?
In the springtime, I get these little blisters on my hand that happen in clusters. Then they burst open, they itch like mad, and then I don't have to worry about it for another year. I have some pills. Note, doctors always have herpes mad samples, and I insist on these. mad samples. Dude, I got fucking crazy herpes, yo. for the next time. But I didn't this year, and it wasn't too bad anyway. Well, I look like a leper for a while, but that's it. So he's going to act like he doesn't have herpes, but he knows he has hand herpes, and he's going to finger fuck somebody, and it's going to spread, even though it doesn't show. Dude, this whole country has herpes.
Have you ever heard of hand herpes? I heard of herpes in the eye.
Aren't you weird? Yeah, isn't it a surprise nobody's talking about it? Yeah, I'm not surprised. There's got to be herpes everything
now. Did I hear
herpes
of gonorrhea
is not funny
in the
anymore.
Eye.
It's, herpes is so 90s to make like a herpes joke. You gotta upgrade. It's like now we need like hepatitis or like
something
funnier.
Now
a little more.
You got HPV.
HPV. Right.
HPV
great.
Is the newest.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, everybody in New York City has HPV.
Yeah,
you guys don't have
it. Oprah's been talking about it. What's that stupid model? Tyra Banks
had
a show about it. And
yeah, her
they
show's
now have
big now. Everyone's like, watch the Tyra Banks
because
show
because she's one of us, Max. She's
oh
one
God.
Of us.
I study these. HPV is those warts, right?
But it doesn't have to be. I don't know. Why don't I just
yeah,
watch one of
knows.
These shows?
No, they,
well, that's why they're
they
having
don't
all these
say,
shows.
Please. Every time I go, I think everybody has herpes. Nobody talks about it.
There's apparently, HPV.
Everybody defends themselves on the forums. Well, I have type 3H herpes. That's nothing, dude.
Well.
I'm like, we're never going to solve it if people don't admit it.
80% of people have HPV.
80%?
There you
80%.
Go.
80%.
Dude, I definitely have it then.
Chances are.
That's not
I'm not a mathematician.
It's a good thing I'm across the desk. Don't let me get too close to your girlfriend. They might jump out of my pants.
I am starting to itch a bit. Oh, thanks, Max.
That was the burger.
And yesterday, on a sadder note, we were talking about the Korean girl. It's sad when they write in young. Not like less sad when they're adult that dealt with it. A young Korean girl was touched by her mom.
Oh my God!
Is being sexually molested by her mom after
Whoa.
and only after her mom was done with her older brother.
Ooh,
yeah,
right. And it like just stopped like months ago.
And she's asking what she's like 15
was
years
this
old
in Korea.
No,
it
no,
was
in
New York.
She's in the US.
I don't know why. I understand in the U.S.
Yeah, and so she's saying, should I call the cops on my mom or whatever?
Oh my
I don't know goodness. What to say.
So, and I just said, get the fuck out as soon as possible. Debating, do you call the cops? Can anything be done? And then you're in a foster, whatever, but I understand
yeah.
she's going to college. You get the fuck out right away.
Well, she's got a year until she can get the fuck
and
out.
And then you tell a boyfriend. And maybe something happens to her. Blitzgau wrote, to the girl who was molested and has problems with social phobias now, I went through a similar experience. It wasn't a family member, but a female daycare provider.
Ugh.
On top of messing with me, she would be physically violent and also humiliate
oh
me by
God.
Doing things like not allowing me to go to the bathroom and forcing me to wet my pants. My younger brother and I cared and I were cared for by her, in quotes, from the time I was 2 until I was 7 years old. Then the state started investigating her until I was 7 years old. Then the state started, I'm sorry, until I was 7 years old. Then the state started investigating her business, and my mother finally caught wind that something was up and took us out of there. Before then, I never said a word about what was going on, and Dixie, the cunt, would just lie to her about how badly behaved I was, how I was pissing myself on purpose. I never told my mother any of it until college. I was afraid I would hurt her or make her feel like it was her fault. The Korean girl said, you know, obviously she can't be intimate with anybody. She's scared of people. So she brings this up, Blitzgau. I literally hated people up through college and refused to let anyone get close to me physically or emotionally. It wasn't until I met a good friend who'd been through similar circumstances and who encouraged me to move past it, get into the world, etc. I never even danced in public until I was 20 years old, never dated until senior year in college. What is that, about 25?
No, 22. 22.
But it was all because I finally had some support via my best friend Jen. I'm 29 and I am so different than I was then, and I'm just unrecognizable. I went through some counseling, but it never helped. I don't know why. For me, the best thing was finding a support system. What worked best for me was finding other people who'd it's not all jokes, Max. What worked for me was finding other people who'd been through the same situation who I could talk to, and people who would encourage me to get through my issues and live a normal life. But I really feel for this girl because she's still trapped in the situation. Obviously,
you cannot. I was about to say you can't leave your kids alone, but here you are with your mom.
Do me a favor. Read this twice.
Right. Obviously, she can't get away from her mother. Get out of the house the second you can. A few years ago, I found out that Dixie developed multiple sclerosis. It may be evil for me to think so, but I'm grateful that she will live the rest of her life in horrible pain. I also believe that there's a sort of cosmic justice in the world because it couldn't have happened to a more deserving person. It doesn't even things out. Doesn't even things out. But there you go.
You know, if John Petrie got a huge beating, doesn't even things out, but it would make you feel better.
If I did the beating.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's the difference.
Let's get Roberta.
So there you go. So get out of the house. Get out of the house, and you got to talk to somebody. I don't know. But I like that letter. Like, I felt like it had to be read. Like, other people had to go through this, and you get out, and you talk to a friend, and that's the only way you're going to deal with it.
People do say if they hear other people going through it, it's as if they're not alone.
And they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We bring up something like, you know,
Kissing your brother.
There's 10, 20 letters.
10,
all
20
of a sudden.
A day.
Right. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up world. All right. Happier news. Ready? An elderly African-American Bronx woman is suing a Chinatown McDonald's for $900,000, charging that racism was behind her refusal to grant her immediate access to the bathroom, leading to great humiliation as she soiled herself.
Aww.
In her Bronx Supreme Court filing on November 2003 incident, Mildred Watson, 72, said that restroom access at the restaurant at 262 Canal Street was restricted, delayed, and subjected to arbitrary requirements by employees. McDonald's did not return a call seeking comment.
Where is this in New York?
Canal Street, I'm going to assume Chinatown.
She's lucky she found a bathroom that was closed even. You can't even find a bathroom, let alone a bathroom that's, you know, can't find one.
In New York, unless you're buying something, unless it's Starbucks or you're buying something, you can't go. We go to places that obviously the people who work there have to pee somewhere. And we go, can we use your restroom? We have no restroom.
But it's New York City.
You have to take it. The grocery stores around us, I just walk like I work there.
Right.
If she had used the bathroom, she'd be suing them for getting hepatitis.
You know what? I
used hepatitis.
That was good. I could see, dude, you are a comic. We'll get to that. Comics love to do the callback.
In comedy,
and make it
we
clear
call that
it's
a callback.
Right.
There you
go. You can't help it. Comics have to make it clear what you did.
Every comic that we've had on has said, and that was the callback. So,
oh my God,
you know,
really?
Every single one had to point out that was the callback.
Victor, the Victor's friend we had on.
Except it was herpes that we were talking about.
Right.
So.
Herpes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where he would go, I think everybody has herpes too. That's a callback. I'm like, oh, dude, that's weird.
Yikes.
I could see
Victor. Do I know Victor?
Victor Varnado, the best black albino comedian. So if you've seen a black albino and he made the ha-has, yes, you do.
I haven't seen him.
What's a terrible movie he was in? Pluto Nash. Did you see that?
I did.
He's the black albino. He's the bad guy that looks fucked up in the face.
That's lovely.
Right.
I got to think back to that
really?
14th slumber party when I was like 14 years old, and I was like, Pluto Nash. Yeah, let's watch Pluto Nash.
How old are you?
26.
Okay, you're not that young.
No. When was Pluto Nash, though?
You were about 22.
22. Whoa, was I?
Yeah.
All right. I lied just now then.
Were you, I didn't mean to speed through that story, were you molested when you were a kid?
I can't say I was. I had a great childhood.
Really?
I don't even know anybody that was molested.
I thought he was going to say, I can't remember.
Right. Are your parents still together?
No, that'd be a cop-out.
Are your parents still together?
They're still together, yeah. My parents are fantastic.
You called for Father's Day, nothing weird?
You know, I didn't call. They're actually in Tokyo right now. And
are you glad because that's easy to not call, or you would be happy to call and have a little talk?
I would be happy to call. I would even go down there if I had nothing to do on Sunday. They live in Philly, so it's 2 hours away. Right. It's an easy drive. We'd have dinner, piece of cake.
I was thinking, do I call during church? Like, it's not like, you know, my dad molested me
is
or something.
Is your family religious?
He was an asshole.
Do they go every Sunday?
Yes.
And they go every Sunday, and I'm like, is he going to the 10 Mass or the 12 Mass? If I call, like, around 11, that'll
be good.
His
cell phone goes off in the church, and it's your fault.
No, then they don't have cell phones.
Really.
Right. Then I remember, going back home for something, and they go, but they see us with a cell phone. They're like, why do you guys have cell phones, by the way? You can't afford it. It's always bothering you every month. You're scraping money to pay for it. Why do you get it? We're like, it's our only phone. We can afford it. Oh, I figured you couldn't. That was a fun conversation.
Is that what you figured? Is that the end?
That's the end.
Oh, well, I thought differently. The end.
Well, I just made up an argument. The end.
I also solved my own problem. Well, I guess I was wrong. Excuse me for living.
So I remembered that the original phone number we had when we were kids is being used through his dial-up computer, and they have a new number.
Ooh.
So if I call the computer number, I'll get the answering machine. So I called that.
And you left a message?
I left a message.
Did they call you back?
And still asked for more.
Oh, they didn't call you back, right?
They didn't. They probably didn't get the message yet. It'll take a couple days. It's the computer phone.
So you know what? By the time they get the message, your father had already written you a letter, and it's on the way over.
I don't know what's wrong,
son. If we're in a fight, I'd be glad to talk about it.
I did talk to you 2 years ago, and I knew that something was different in your voice, that you were trying to say, how do I get my Jewish girlfriend to turn Catholic? I know that's what you wanted to talk about. So, no, yeah, Or if he's there and I do get him, of course, it's, happy Father's Day. Well, thank you, my son. Is mom there? That's the whole conversation.
See, I could tell that Max cannot relate to this.
Oh, I'm just listening. I mean, I wouldn't know how to react if my parents said that. Because my parents, mother converted. My dad was Jewish and my mother was Lutheran.
Shut up.
And at one point, yeah, my mom was like, you know what? Jesus has to go.
You
this is this is the Judaism is the way we were raised Jewish, and not that I'm an incredibly religious person, you know, but we were raised that way. I had a little bar mitzvah.
You did? Kremda.
You know anything about one of those?
Maybe.
A bat mitzvah.
I think at this point, Keith.
I know about those.
My mother converted, and any husband or wife of a convert will tell you this: she's the most Jewish out of any of us.
Of course. Yeah. She probably knows
she's
the
one that's like
we
need to like we haven't been to temple in 2 weeks. She teaches preschool at a synagogue.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never understood why anyone would convert to Judaism.
Hmm.
It's just, there's no calling there.
It's for one less fight. And, no offense to her.
Elizabeth Taylor converted to Judaism.
Well, done.
I actually do know that through Sex and the City.
Lutheranism? Is that how you say it?
Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Yeah.
Being Lutheran doesn't seem so hardcore to me. As being Catholic, as being Christian. Like, Baptist is like, I converted Baptist. Of course you did.
So,
they didn't know.
So can you answer this for me then?
Of course I can.
What separates Methodist from Baptist, from Lutheran, from Catholic? I mean, I know Catholic.
Catholics
I mean,
Catholics judge more,
and there's more guilt. Just like
right.
Jews, there's more guilt.
Yes.
And
Jews, and their priests can't have sex.
Their priests right. can't have sex.
And and rabbis don't get sex.
I think rabbis. People are worried
some
about...
Some rabbis get
in
it.
In those outfits?
Rabbis... Yeah, rabbis sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbis are allowed to get married.
I remember when I was 13
I
or like 12 with my friend, and we were like, yeah, Judaism is great because we can have sex before marriage. You know, like, we had no idea what a vagina looked like at that point.
I can't have
a cheeseburger. We were like, that'll be awesome. Yeah. And did you know you can't get girls pregnant in the butt either?
See,
brilliant.
It is a Jewish thing.
Being 12 was fantastic, wasn't it?
They're worried about you on the chat, Keith, because you're being out-Jewed.
Oh, you got your Jew being a 10.
Roberta.
You got your Christians are like a 10. Baptism and this and that are like a 5. Like, I'm not going to convert because I'm that's. However, I do have to say, in your guys' defense, that when I do go to the bar mitzvahs, and obviously I'm only going to see that side, but I do see the Catholic converted to Judaism. And they always have this look of defeat in their eyes.
Aww. Well, because the
saddest,
Jews...
Not one where I go, I'm happy. There is a whimper and like, I did it.
I did it. It's like, I got snipped. Right. It's like the dog after the...
Mm-hmm.
You take his balls. He's like, oh, what else are you going
to
take?
I only went to church twice a year and still this is sad.
I just wanted to love you.
It's because the Jews will set, whatchamacallit. You either do this or nothing's going to happen anymore.
Right.
You know, they're the only ones. More than Catholics. They need a conversion.
So.
That's it.
Like
the Jewish conversion for the woman is interesting. Like you got to take a ritual bath in a pool. You got to get naked and get submerged, almost like a baptism. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I never thought about
it. Yeah,
yeah.
And then you have to do that every month
together.
If you're going to have to be religious. Yes, the religious.
The Orthodox Jews.
The Orthodox Jews, after they have their period, they go there and they cleanse. Ugh.
That is a selling point.
Ugh.
The selling point, you know
what? Would you wash that dirty twat, please?
For a week, you can't be in the same room as me? No, those are people that take it serious. What if we take it real serious?
Well, the thing is everything...
I'm doing it or not doing it.
Everything is money, you know? In order to take that bath, you have to pay. In order to go to synagogue, you have to pay dues.
Oh,
you know,
man,
everything is money. Everything is money.
That didn't come out of nowhere.
It's all a ploy. What's your credit card? Next, there's going to be like an internet religion where it's just like, just give us the last 4 digits of your credit card. And you don't even have to go to church. Just log on Sunday morning or Friday night, Saturday morning.
Yeah, actually, I
Ramadan.
Get
So it's hard to say. We're definitely going to get to Clown Monday stuff. Max is here, of course. But
Clown Monday?
We have Clown Monday because usually our party's on the weekend. So Monday
Monday you vent.
Uh-huh. But because of Torgasm, it's also become Dane Cook Monday.
Oh, Dane Cook Monday.
Awesome. This guy, I don't know where to begin because obviously Torgasm, second show, came on the other night. And
I think Bob Kelly is really funny.
Bob Kelly is funny, yes.
Yes.
He has a podcast now, so he's coming into our world.
Dane Cook.
Right, so the gloves are off.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh, I think that's fair. If you go to iTunes, okay, everybody play along. You go to iTunes, and you click on the music store. Music store loads up. Click on podcasts on the left side. Podcast loads up. On the right side, you'll see a list of your top podcasts. Number one is Dane Cook. Dane Cook casting the pod. I hope he repeats that on Leno. That's good. So,
is that what is that the title of his
it's,
podcast?
Yes, and it says that's the number one podcast.
But that's
now
terrible.
I know,
yeah.
And
casting
and not
the
to
pod?
Right,
yeah.
And not to have an attitude, but only because I think this is important because we're not on that whole list.
Yeah,
that we have more listeners than Dane Cook. Guaranteed.
You're not on there?
Guaranteed. So we're not on that list, and I'll tell you why.
What is that list?
It's iTunes top whatever.
It's the most celebrity podcast? That's what it is? Like, whoever has the biggest name we put on the front
no,
page?
No, it's not that.
People aren't sure, but people are guessing it's how many people downloaded from iTunes that day.
Right.
And that's what I'm guessing it is.
Do you have
and
to pay for Dane Cook's podcast?
No,
it's free.
And people told us to do this, and I didn't see the big deal why until I see Dane Cook being number one, and it disgusts
and now
me.
Now the game is
so
on.
So now it's on. So everybody that subscribes to us, and it's right. free, that are using all these different things, like iPod or you know whatever first, all these different ways. I don't even know. I just talk.
To the
but there's all these different
you.
Programs right. that are free. Well, iTunes is free too, and we would really appreciate it if you subscribe through iTunes. Then once a month, you vote, and we destroy Podcast Alley.
And
you
take
know.
Over the world.
Right. We stay at the top of Libsyn.com. And now we want to be on the top of iTunes. Because if you don't do this, you're going to go, oh, I listen to a podcast. And your friend's going to check out iTunes. And your friend is going to see Dane Cook is number one. And they're going to think you're an idiot. You got to do this for all of us. Listen to some of the. Your friend is got so subscribe. It's easy. Somebody will write how to do it on the forums, please. Somebody will write how to do it in the chat room now. It's easy to do. We have to start getting high in iTunes for more attention and for Dane Cook not to beat us. This is the number one podcast right here. Dane Cook casting the pod.
Let's read a couple of MySpace comments. You guys know that I check my MySpace comments all the time. So let's peruse. Let's do some randoms here.
Ugh.
Okay. Doug Hooten.
Sounds like he's in his
picture
car.
Picture him wearing a sailor hat. He looked like a sailor, though. I'd pay millions of dollars to chill with you, Dane, you funny mofo. Okay. Let's see. Let's submit. Let's post that.
Okay. Now, Hemda knows the MySpace world. I don't. And she pointed this out right away. Let's go through some at random. Okay, and I read yours, and I will submit this and post it. What does that mean, Hemda?
That means that he has to approve your comment before it gets put up on his MySpace, which means he's scared of negative things. But we're just assuming that he's scared of negative things. But
we don't have the time to do that. How does he, if you have a TV show.
He's got over a million friends on MySpace.
Whether your show is good or bad, if you have a TV show, and you announce your MySpace, he announces MySpace everywhere on Leno Letterman, that's his job. You know, the last Leno joke was all about MySpace. The last Leno appearance was all about MySpace.
Yeah, the entire
it's
appearance.
It's the hip thing.
Right.
Everybody's in.
Which is
it's
fine.
It's so
fine.
I got my MySpace account, people. You can contact me.
What is it? / Max?
Max Darwin, Darwin. Come be my friend.
And look at Max's picture, by the way. It's those 14-year-old camera angles. Let's be honest.
I took it myself.
You look like Skeletor sucking in your thing. You look more normal
Ooh.
Right now. You are you piercing
you
your
He-Man.
Are you piercing your lips in that picture deliberately like some poison rock star forgetting what day it is?
I don't think so. But would it be so terrible if I was impersonating the poison rock star?
Apparently it is. I don't think so.
Terrible, Keith.
But I get the emails. Apparently it is.
I got one of those little digital cameras that fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, that's a MySpace picture.
It's the MySpace picture, right?
Yeah.
You just take a picture yourself. I just want to be Tom. Tom did it. Why can't I do it? Right? Takes the fucking worst picture of anyone on MySpace in the mirror with the flash. It's like when you stand in your bathroom and you're like, I wonder how this camera works. And you're like, oh, I wasted that picture. He used that picture.
It's not a wasted picture.
Because he deliberately did it because what are you going to make fun
He's
of?
He's like, what the fuck?
You,
what are you?
Right. You sure can't even begin to make fun of this. There's so many problems.
Oh, God.
Because he has a TV show and talks about MySpace, he must get so many letters. And to have to go through that, it's not like dedication.
I bet you he's got somebody to do it.
I picture it being him.
I believe that it's him.
I believe
you think he does it?
I think his whole thing is not to come
I'd
up with new material because he hasn't ever since he started. His whole thing is promotion. And a lot of the promotion, I mean, maybe he doesn't do all the comments.
That's why it's so offensive when he does his joke about, you ever been to a party and you have to throw up? Have you, Dane? Have you ever been to a party? You just go home and you're on your fucking computer and I will accept it. I will think how many, a TV star, think, you know, he's been in movies, how many comments he must get, and he has to go through those. And don't say it's random, asshole. Let's take some random comments and I will submit this.
Did he say random?
He said random. We just heard him say random, and then he said, and submitted.
Wait, let's hear the rest of it. Let's hear the rest of it.
I don't know if this is really narcissistic that we're reading all these really good reviews, but that's what's coming in. And if the negative shit was here, we'd call ourselves out and we'd throw it out there. But so far, everybody seems to really be into it, and we just want to thank you guys for being a part of it. Nobody
is saying bad things about Torgasm. Nobody. Oh, not every major paper asshole.
It sounds like he's in a Jetta.
You know what? Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's saying nothing bad. Right? You know we would. I know you tell me people that just want to get your picture on my MySpace because it's funny.
Stop glowing reviews from all of you. And you know, I trust your opinion. And I know you'd tell me if it stunk. MySpace comments. Buy Mike only $5 a week is your screen name. I don't know what that means. Buy Mike only $5 a week. Or you can buy this guy for $5 a week. It's not a bad deal. I need my lawn mowed. He says, Dean, you're my hero. Oh, thank
Paint my
you.
House.
And I love you.
Right.
Not in a gay way, of course. That's fine. Even if it wasn't a gay way, that's okay, man. Gay. You can express yourself any way you want. Doesn't mean I have to receive. But bring it on. Sue Fi, back at you, dude. Approved. This one's a comment.
Approved. What was approved? Was it a good comment? Was that approved? Was that approved, you asshole, you fake shit bitch? The new people, again, the two shows are called Fuck Dane Cook and the one right after it, Friendly Ribbing. And just hear the beginning of these two shows if you wonder why I despise this. Fake fuck that can make jokes about people, little attack jokes, which as a comic I think you should be allowed to, but can't take a joke back when we go, oh, I saw him in real life, actually an ugly guy. Well, obviously, that's a joke. You're not an ugly guy. He was offended by that. You pussy bitch, fake fuck.
Is that actually how his show sounds, or does it sound shitty because you're playing it through your show?
No, that's how it sounds. You know what I'm saying.
Why in this dumpy apartment in Queens does your show sound so good and his sounds like it's on a tin can phone?
Because hates his fans. There, I said it.
Oh, you got him. Oh, you got him with that one. He's calling up any second. Clear the phone lines. Dane's coming.
What were you guys saying?
Hilarious.
I don't know.
On me with my monkey with the knife up against my throat.
You got a picture of a monkey sent to
me. I bet that monkey is great as a secondary heist monkey. Whatever that means, Dave. I don't really...
Way to think your show through.
Listen.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. That's not right. I don't get it.
You don't get it? You don't get that you tell the fucking heist joke on Leno and it'd be funny to have a monkey and fight him in your apartment and it'd be funny to have the monkey go with you on a heist? Because I saw it on DaneCook.com. I saw it on Leno. I saw it on Letterman. I heard it on both your fucking CDs. You don't know what he's talking about? You go on a heist with the monkey. It's a bit you have. I bet I'll see it on episode 3. Now, do you know what he's talking about? I'm not going to lie to you, dude. Approved.
Let's see what else. See what we got here.
That's good radio. Submit, dude, that's good radio. That's good radio.
Being so clinically insane.
I don't know. Wait a second. Hold on. Bill from Cleveland.
You know what? You know what? In his defense, if Larry King could do it, he's like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Larry King had fucking 12 wives, and he's still a millionaire.
And 5 heart attacks.
All right, touche, Dane. Touche.
Dabayum.
And he says Dane Cook sounds like a customer service guy.
Yeah, you got to turn it off and turn it back on again.
So there you go. Because you know. If you go into podcasting, again, I'm afraid to have it sound like I have an attitude, but if you're in the world of podcasting, you heard of it.
If you're in my world.
Right? You've heard of Keith and the Girls. So let's make it fucking clear. And please, subscribe through iTunes from now on. Let's make it fucking clear. What an asshole. By the way, Dane Cook came into the chat last night. Yeah.
On the Keith and the Girl chat?
He comes in and... just between us, I go on sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And...
it's him being Dane Cook. Don't get
his screen name is Susie Knox.
Did you guys see my show? I'm typing. Did you guys see my show? I was on a bus. An autobus. A busy bus. I caught a bus. It was awesome. Awesome-y doo-dah.
I have a pod show showing the pod. Right. Podding the show.
Show. Pod. Pod people. Potty pod.
Dane. Dane pod.
Potter pod. It's like being on the potty, except it's a show, and it's not on the pod. Ha
ever,
ha ha.
You ever been in a potty?
But there's shit involved.
You ever been on a potty, and the whole potty's wet? Like, wet? And I mean wet?
Like your pants are wet. Everything.
Fucking asshole. So, I'm gonna watch, you know, every show of this. Like
Keith likes to watch things like it's his job.
That's why I watch MNN, because like MNN, you ever guys ever
what
watch MNN?
Manhattan Cable.
Manhattan Cable, because it's like so
public access.
It's so brilliantly terrible sometimes right. That it's like hypnotic. completely hypnotic.
You know what?
It couldn't get worse.
That
bad.
If anybody works for a Brooklyn Cable public access and can find it, I did a public access show. And I said, I'm going to do a season. So they and I knew somebody there. So they're like, okay, we're going to sign you up for a season. An hour show is hard fucking work to edit.
Especially when you got one camera and like no grip, you know?
So I just turn it
on and put it on a box and they're like, and go.
I make one show and.
What was it called?
Naked Celebrities.
Okay.
What it was called?
It's called Naked Celebrities, but it's just a comedy show. But they put it on, like, almost at midnight because they really think it's naked people. They will put anything on. They're like, I guess?
It's called Pussy Galore.
I think we'll give them a season.
Right. Sounds good.
We'll make the papers, but it's got to be on at 1 in the morning.
Gianni, you going to watch Pussy Galore at 1:30? Yeah, I won't miss it.
So I make one show. And then the next week comes, and I'm like, I don't got the fucking time. That was my whole thing. So the whole season, whatever, I guess 12 weeks, they just played it every single week.
Oh, God.
Or whatever it was. So I want to get that if somebody happens to work at the Brooklyn whatever, and we'll play it somewhere. So anyway, I'm watching Dane Cook, the Tourgasm thing, and we were talking about how Dane Cook, did you see it, Max?
I saw it, yeah.
Did you see both of them or the first one?
I saw the second one, just last night.
You know that when they did the horse riding on Sunday.
Yes.
You know, and the rock climbing.
Yeah,
Dane Cook makes them do these things. There's your fun little fucking tour.
It seems so awkward, didn't it? So awkward. He's like, you're going to make Bob Kelly climb this mountain? And Bob Kelly's like, he's like, but I'm short and fat. I don't want to. And he's like, come on, just do it, Bob.
None of them want to do it. That Jew guy didn't want to get on the horse.
Gary Goldman, man, did you see them beat up on that guy at the breakfast?
Yeah.
They all beat up on that
guy
because he was 20 minutes late?
Yeah. What was that?
It was breakfast.
And he's
it
not,
was breakfast.
It was breakfast, guys.
Yeah. And even say, you know, again,
like it's fun to be mean to people. Right. You know, that's always funny, but especially to fucking the big doofy guy.
Well, I'll take the other side. I'll always figure out how I must be wrong. And maybe it was a meeting, and you had to have a.
Not
not around each other all fucking day with this bullshit. Line.
I'll agree with Dane though and say that being late is a power trip.
You?
I love that he said that.
I'll tell
that.
You why
I
don't. Being late, he said, being late every time is a power trip, and if you do it subconsciously, that means you have insecurities. Well, when I'm by myself and I'm late for a movie, who am I doing a power trip on? Superman? You're late sometimes. You didn't think it through. You're not fucking somebody over. I can't respect him the more. I made her late for things.
Yeah.
No, I'm late because...
Well, not always, obviously. Especially,
and she's late because of her ovaries. She can't help it.
Clown Monday, we've always been late to a show. Like, we've all been late to a show, whether we meant to or not. I mean, obviously not always, but...
I'm late just because I have no concept of time.
Some people are late all the time.
Me.
Yeah?
All the time.
Well, that's fucking unacceptable, you bitch.
I'm much better about jobs now. I'm not late anymore to jobs. But I used to be late. When I first started, I was late to... Half my jobs. I don't know why.
Really?
I only worked for one company, and they
did people complain?
Yeah. Well, you know, I won them over.
Yeah.
So the agency just I only worked for one agency, and the agency like just considered me their favorite person, and so I would make up for it, and they would still send me on most of the jobs and everything, just because I used to be more friendly
was
about
it. New York
like,
City agency?
Yeah, it was Fun Factory.
Uh huh.
They're now owned by disgusting human beings.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
that's
so
not a good name for a company.
I stopped working for them after they switched owners.
Huh.
But
I'm neurotically on time.
Yeah, I leave sometimes 2 hours ahead of time.
I charge more money. I try to charge more money than everybody else, so that it sets the standard, you know? Like, right. you know, it's like you, if you, right. you're spending $100 on somebody to come to your right. house to do a show, you got to expect right. when the guy gets there drunk waving a rubber chicken. Like, you can't have not expected that, you right. know what I mean? I don't know. I just try to be at the top of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Max is the dude that makes you feel bad, by the way. It's like, so I did this job here and there, and it's like, I assume you charge $2,000. Ah, it charges $50.
Yeah.
You fucked up. Okay, uh-oh. Talk to you later.
Max always talks to me about Max always talks to me about how I undersell and how, you know, I should
do
be
I
charging
really?
More.
Yeah. I don't mean
you
to.
Have
yeah.
sat me down.
I think you're really good, Hamda. That's why. And
thank
I think
you,
that you should be working less and making more because that you're that good.
I try to tell her.
Because there's other people that fucking stink.
Don't work hard.
They're so bad.
Work smart.
All right.
Work smarter, not harder.
All right.
Mm. Hey, would anybody like to buy a Keith and the Girl t-shirt or mug, please? You know, log on to keithandthegirl.com/fuckstick and you can get yourself a signed Keith and the Girl t-shirt. Only on Clown Monday, you fucking wild and crazy guys.
No,
you have
Max-
a Clown Monday. What is wrong with you, Clown Monday? That's the fucking gayest, dumbest thing I've ever heard, Clown Monday.
Because you are a clown, you know? It'd be like, you'd be like, if somebody did a show...
I am a clown, my parents are clowns.
Because you hate it.
If I've studied clowning my whole
if a
life,
police
you couldn't
officer,
be more correct.
Listen, if a police officer had a podcast and goes, welcome, it's Beating Monday, you, it
I
might
would
be
an avid listener.
Right. It might be disgusting to him, like, oh,
see,
another day,
for
a beating.
All, for all three of us, we
yeah.
know the clowning, but it's different for
yeah,
people
yeah, yeah.
who don't know. The clowns are drinking on the way to work. The clowns are pushing kids.
Ooh, can I tell a clown story, a quick one about that?
Are we,
yes.
Wait, are
okay,
we,
I was doing a show before, but, and I wasn't even doing magic at this show, and this was for another company in Westchester County, and I did a show at these people's house, and I've done 2,000 birthday parties now.
Upstate New York.
In this tri-state
you
area.
You keep track?
Well, I've done 2,000 shows. I have all of my books from the last 8 years.
Fuck.
And I added them up, and it's over 2,000. And I did a show first thing in the morning with this guy that had been up.
Is it in your diary? And the kids were assholes, diary. Mm-hmm.
Those little sons of bitches gave me the hardest time. They didn't laugh at my egg trick.
Way
no.
to ruin number 500, assholes.
You little bitches.
By the way, not to take away from you, but I am so sure that I may have done... I'm pretty sure I may have done over 1,000 in my first year.
I believe
I used
it.
To do like 3 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I once did 5 in a day.
Yeah, I've done that too.
5.
I've done that too.
That's ridiculous.
Only a couple times though.
I was getting
it's more
paid,
work than I want to do, you know?
I was
you
getting
don't
paid
work
less than half I do now because it was like
sure.
12 years ago.
Yeah, and someone's yeah. like, someone's like, well, you face paint for $75 for 3 hours? And you're like, I guess I'm hungry, please. $75? Please? And then at the end of the weekend, you're like, oh, I made
$350.
Oh, right. You're like, but I'm sunburned and exhausted, you right. know? So, but listen, so first thing in the morning, like 10 a.m., and this guy's been up doing cocaine all night. Like, he was an ex-con.
Who is this? What are you talking about?
At this birthday party I go to, and he's going to be
Do
Barney.
We know him? Because I'm
don't,
debating
you guys
between
don't know
two
him.
People.
You don't know him. But he'd been up all night doing blow. He was so strung out. Looked like he had had a bloody nose. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, fucked up. And he was going to be Barney, and this was going to be easy. We were going to do the wheels on the bus, the itsy-bitsy spider. We get there. And he goes into the bathroom to change, and I'm like clearing the toys out of the little area, and I plug the music in. I go to check on him, and I'm like, you know, are you okay in there? And I come in, I open the door. He's sitting on the floor in the Indian position, Indian style, crying. Crying. And no, but wait, listen, he's in the Barney costume, right? But the Barney head is in his lap, and one of the eyes were like a half of Keith's cry. It's like a half of a softball cut off and stuck on top with a little pupil painted on it. And one of them is in his hand, and he's like, it broke. He's like, oh my God. It broke. I'm going to ruin this kid's birthday. I mean, this guy had done hundreds of birthdays, you know? Right. Like, all he did was get fucked up and then show up the right. next day high. He'd still be high and, like, do kids' parties.
He might as well, if you're a costume,
he
why
was
not?
Crying. He was crying. And I was like, Mike. Oh, I said his name.
Mike is okay.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, I could say Mike. You guys know Mike? I was like, Mike, listen, this is what we're going to do. Give me the Barney head. And I took it, and I punched the other eye off, and it just came flying off because it was a piece of shit costume. Oh. So it had 2 holes in the head. I popped it on him. I smacked him in the face, and I said, now you go out there and give some good Barney. And we did an hour-long kids show, and the lady tipped us $100 each. End of story. Bada-bing, bada-boom, bada-bang.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking money.
There you go. He was crying. I laughed, too, at him. I was like, oh, my God. No one would believe this.
I had a...
I'm sorry. And you know he's questioning, like, did I break it because I'm all fucked up?
Right.
Would this have happened sober?
I heard he got drunk, held some kids up, and they hit him in the mouth with a club, like that, like, lock your steering wheel. The
right.
club.
Right.
I heard they hit him in the mouth with the club and broke all of his teeth, smashed his
really?
Face. Yeah.
Who did?
Because he was looking for drug money?
He was trying to stick him up, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids artists. Parties. Artists.
Clown Monday!
now you know. There now you know go. Why.
I hung baby. Out with the girl that I was going to be working with the next day. Like, we used to go out to clubs and whatever. And the next day, you know, you could sleep through all these jobs pretty much. Everyone sleeps through their jobs every once in a while.
Sure,
so
sure.
She gets into the, I think I've said it before, she gets into the Barney. She's like, she's it. Shorter than me and she's half of me, maybe, right? And she wears this gold.
Skinny. She's skinny.
Yeah. And she wears this gold chain, right? So Barney is swimming on her. The gold chain is sticking out. And I'm taking pictures and I'm like, Barney, can you move over to whatever? Because she's sitting down. Barney is sleeping.
She doesn't move.
She's sleeping. I had to wake her up. I had to call her by her real name.
I had a guy pass out one time. Like, unconscious. By her real name. You had to call. You were like, Caitlin! Hello? You're banging on the head. You're like, Caitlin?
Yeah.
And you know, at first, it wasn't even like, I'm telling Barney. You know, it was like, and now Barney will go over here.
Right.
And Barney will... Barney, I guess you're going to come here now.
Hello? Hello?
What were you going to say?
Passing out.
No, just not even a story. Yeah, a guy passed out from sunstroke. You know what it's like to be in one of those costumes on like the 4th of July, right?
Death, when you guys were talking about, you know, money, and I since quit the costumes.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
At first it
quit
seems
em.
Like sick money. At a good clown agency, you make $100 and you're like, after an hour, you're like, well, that was worth $100 until, you know, what, a year later? You're like, fucking never again.
What?
And
little totally.
And people are hearing me. Now, say, and being like, wow, Keith is such a little bitch.
What's the best waitering shift you could have in New York City unless you're like at Danielle or Alain Ducasse? $400? $500 on your best night? You make $300 to do drive around Westchester County or New York City, you know?
Right.
You'd think it would be easy.
No, it's not. We're not partying with these people. But here's my, I almost.
It's like serving them food almost.
yes,
it is.
It's like walking in and being like, you know, I've brought these really delicious treats. Would anybody like some of these? Yeah, you don't.
I compare it to being a waiter because people go, oh, that's such a fun job. I'm like, do you tell the waiters that it's a fun job at a party too? Do you tell the catering staff that it's a fun job?
Look at all of us enjoying the steak. That must make you really happy.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this food you're not allowed to have because, you know, the client would have had to pay for it. But I've almost passed out on a job. I almost blacked out because it was like 100 degree weather and I'm doing one of those stupid double dares.
Yeah,
what was the other one? There was one where they hired like four Power Rangers, right? And so, you know, back in the day, it was like a very big deal. They put on the Go-Go Power Rangers music, right? And
Go-Go Power Rangers!
Exactly, and they're running out, you know, this one guy was running out, kicking, and you know, that kind of stuff, and fell in the pool.
That's priceless.
In the costume.
Wait, did he die?
No.
What kind of head was
nuts.
It? Because there's the spandex head, there's the
eggshell, it's like a lightweight eggshell.
Right. It was the real head.
Doesn't that kill him?
No, it's just a pool, come on.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's not like you were wearing a big. Can you imagine if you were in like wearing a shag carpet Elmo costume and you were drowning? You were like, oh God, please.
You're that's
like,
how you. That's a way
like,
to go.
It's like, that doesn't sound like Elmo.
But his Elmo was never that good anyway.
Now we get him for the rest of the afternoon. Just look at him floating in the pool, Billy.
Instead of helping me, they look at each other. We can get half off.
There you go.
Deaf mute on the chat just asked, don't the costumes have fans in them? No, we covered this and I want to cover it again.
No,
they don't. And I did wear one that did have a fan in that
work.
I can control. It didn't matter. It just
it
made noise in my head and gave me a headache. It just made noise in my head. And only the official costumes have that. It does not help. It's the tiniest of fans and just makes noise.
Not an easy life. Not an easy life.
Life could be worse, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
How?
You could be a Muslim.
You know, I like Max. Everything in the perspective. So let's definitely, we'll get into more Clown Monday. Absolutely. You did like, though, that Dane Cook said people are deliberately being rude if they're late.
I don't think that's what he said. I think that he said that what I liked
You're
is that he said
it
was a power thing. And I think, I know this from my experience, certain people in my life, friends, are always late. And it's a subconscious thing. Somewhat of a power thing.
No way.
Also, I think, get your fucking shit together. Are you a 12-year-old?
I agree with that.
I'm not the most responsible person, but I'm not late.
I hate waiting for people.
Get your shit together. I just don't have time.
I agree
for
that with
shit. My shit is on a schedule. I'm too busy.
I just like how his D point, and maybe if he made one sentence about it,
he kept talking on it.
15 minutes and brags at the end of the show, edited by this guy me. So you know he edited
the show.
Yeah, so he edits that going perfect.
I don't think that he edited himself. He
does. I looked awesome.
Right. I got my point out.
Not only that,
who won that fight?
I think the problem is, yeah, right.
Didn't help that three guys were arguing against the fucking late guy either, you know? God forbid you lose that fight.
I think that what bothers us also is it's not his first deep moment on his comedy show.
Right.
Every other fucking moment is
angry.
A deep moment.
Yeah.
Dude, the first show is the same as the second, where he's deep 10 times. Dane Cook is the deepest fucker. He's the leader.
That's why he's banging Jessica Simpson, because he's so deep, isn't it?
He better not. Well, you know what? Fuck it. They're perfect together.
There you go.
They go to New Orleans. They don't even do a show there, I don't think. Did they?
I don't know.
What was that? They were there for like two clips?
They're there for two clips. They're there with him and Robert Kelly are in Bourbon Street, right?
Yeah.
And talking to two chicks. Robert Kelly has a chick back home. So Robert Kelly goes, "We're gay." Okay, I guess I can't make a joke back, he says. He's like, that'll be the joke.
Bob,
he's like, I can picture editing this.
Bob
That's
Kelly
funny.
Was the funnier one, too. Because
exactly.
He came up with the name Stefan.
Right.
He said, Stefan.
It's his name.
He was like, Stefan.
Him and Dane Cook are lovers, so they will not be able to fuck these girls. And
everyone knows on Bourbon Street, that means nothing.
Right. So they show the bus, leave.
Yeah.
That was your whole wild trip, four dudes in New Orleans. You know, they were like, hey, I assume we're going to drink. And Dane Cook was like, no, we're going to go back to our computers.
They didn't do a show there.
We're going to market us.
Yeah.
No,
are you
there
sure
was
they
no.
Didn't do a show?
I
didn't?
Don't
yeah.
think they
I don't
did
think
a show.
They did one either.
But that was the whole time them out. There was a gay joke.
I just think that Dane Cook will not show himself in a Playboy light and will not show himself, you know, drinking, will not show himself like. I just think he wants to portray this image, and it's not of being, you know, it's being like of the people, and you know, I'm with them, and
it's
not
definitely a power thing.
It's not womanizing, you know.
Yeah,
he's totally got a control thing. I mean, that's very clear.
Oh God, yes.
I don't know. I really
maybe he should show up late just to increase.
I shouldn't even say it, but like I didn't think it was originally Dane Cook's tourgasm. I thought it was just supposed to be tourgasm.
It was always him.
It was always him. Yeah. I thought that they were just like, he blew up so quick when that album made so much
money.
It was always
his
thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And his stupid double finger.
I'm retarded.
At first, I thought that was like a genius idea,
the
double finger, but I get it now. Relax. Relax. let us do it again 5 years from now, being like, hey, I've been famous for 5 years. Double finger, remember?
Right.
Not every fucking time on every fucking
thing.
You
should come up with one, too. No, because then you're like Chris Angel yelling at David Blaine because who's the better street magician? Then it's who's got the better, you know, I can float higher than you.
Right.
You should come up with one that's like where you just like point and you go like, I hope you get AIDS or something like that. I wish cancer on you.
Well, it's kind of the same because we are both comics. And oh, by the way, because you know Dane Cook will hear this. He definitely will. Or a friend will tell him. He doesn't have friends. He has kiss asses. Because a friend would tell you, no, tourgasm, fucking slow down. Let's edit this together. Okay, you don't have friends. You have kiss asses. Fact that I just made up. But you know
fans,
fans, exactly. Him or his friends or fans are going to tell him, you know, Keith is just complaining because he's a comic and you're super famous, so he pretends not to respect you. How come I have no problems with a Chris Rock?
Problems?
You know, please. I was born with this, and
you
I'm making the best of it.
Man, problems. You like you tune up the retarded when the mic's on. You're like, oh my god. You're like, I swear to God, I'm as stupid as I sound on the radio. How come I got no problems?
It's because when he gets excited, his speech impediment just increases.
Fucking kicks in, huh?
My words block off my anger, and I don't have time for
some. Only so much gets through the funnel. I get it. What were you saying about Chris Rock?
They're dumb. I'll tell you another thing. I don't know.
All
they're
of a sudden,
just
Keith is
stupid. It's stupid.
Stupid.
I can look at my CDs and go through Doug Stanhope, Dane Cook. I mean, excuse me, Doug Stanhope, Chris Rock, and all these people, and get Louis C.K. and all these, and go.
Yeah.
You know what? These stand-ups are good. These people are famous. They've been in movies and TV shows. So I just want to make it clear, dickhead Dane, that it's not like a jealousy thing. You're a fake piece of shit. Hey, let's read some at random. Approved. Fuck you.
There's not one comic that respects him.
There's not what that's what it that's
is that
something
true?
Too. That
it's
what,
true, yeah.
There's this word on the street thing where no comic respects him.
Because he's so happy.
Think about that, Dane. And, think about that, Dane. No, no. No comic, like, respects him. They aren't like, Chris Rock, you know, got a break because of whatever reason. Every comic respects Chris Rock. They don't respect Dane Cook. How come nobody respects you that's in the business? That's interesting, asshole.
Yeah, scene. Problems. Dane Cook, you got some problems.
Wait, I want to get to the real Con Monday. Problem. Are you done with Dane Cook?
Problem sounds like a sea creature. Of the problem.
So if you go to keithandthegirl.com.
On iTunes.
Click on podcasting, and you'll see the link that'll put you right on iTunes. And from now on, subscribe to that and make it fucking clear. Do not let this person be number one. It's ridiculous. Thank you.
And scene.
This weekend
was bananas.
We do a job.
Sunday was our limo scavenger hunt thing for a bar mitzvah. I was wrong, by the way. I predicted that these Jews would not be real Jews, and it would just be, you know, a lot of money thrown on some excuse, and the excuse this time was Judaism. Right. Real Jews, they go to yeshiva, they go, you know, they have the yarmulkes, the whole nine. And,
I would say conservative, not orthodox. They were not orthodox, but they were definitely conservative because the mom was wearing a hat to like, cover her hair.
And the son
and
was
wearing... annoying, and that, you know what, there you go.
I thought she was nice.
Really?
But we had
she was awful to me.
You know what?
Was awful.
But the guy, the boy was wearing that...
he was nice. He was funny. He had a good sense of humor. He was like, I don't give a shit. It's my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, here's the thing now. So there were six limos, and there were six of us, six entertainers. We were riding around a limousine with kids. And they split us up into teams, about 10 kids per limousine, and we're supposed to babysit them for these 2 hours that they look for stuff
around
the neighborhood.
And it really was babysitting.
It was. So now
in a confined space.
Right. And I had, now you think a limousine, woohoo, not comfortable at all. I had 10 kids in my limo. I also, because I had the bar mitzvah boy in my limo, I had the video camera guy, and I had two cameramen.
Did the kid take it seriously? Like,
yes.
He like, yeah,
my limousine took it very seriously,
right.
And they were very cool about it. They were so awesome. I was just sitting there, just sitting back and just hanging out, talking to the camera guy.
But he took charge. That kid took charge and was like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
No. All the kids were into it. There was another kid who took charge. They took turns getting out and doing the stuff. And, you know, they had...
they took turns? They shared?
They had strategies. They shared. They were
13,
so nice.
They were 13 and they were sharing?
They
Amazing.
Knew their way around. The neighborhood. I was so impressed with these kids. I was. It was a magical day for me because I really just sat back, talked to the camera guy. Apparently, he just broke with his girlfriend. Like
it was a magical day for you.
What?
It was a You're like. It was a magical day for me.
It was fun. No, it was one of those. It was one of those jobs.
It was a piece of cake. It did itself for you.
It was one of those jobs that were super easy.
That's
then
cool.
I come back and I hear your guys' story, and that's
How was your team? How was your team, Keith?
Before we get to our teams, your team wasn't nice because of you.
No.
You just happened to have a nice one.
I couldn't believe that they were 13-year-olds. They were so fucking awesome.
Well, it also, your team had the kid on it, like it was his party.
That could be the worst,
and
though.
And there was a camera and shit, and
the
that
camera
makes
was
people...
Not,
that's what I was
no,
thinking.
No, the camera
that's
was
exactly
not...
exactly what I was thinking.
The camera was not on all the time. They were into it before we even got into the limousine, before we knew that we had a camera in there. And the camera would have only taken the good stuff. They were just genuinely nice. You could see on their face. They're still innocent. They're still cool. They're nice.
Yeah, but you had the bar mitzvah kid, and that makes the total difference. Because
have you
nobody
ever been
wants...
with a bar mitzvah kid
yes,
that thought it was all him, and he was the one cursing the most. He was the one throwing shit around
the
most.
I've been at those parties.
It doesn't matter. They don't. The bar mitzvah kids
what
don't.
What I'm saying is that kid wasn't like that.
He wasn't.
He wasn't like that. And so nobody wanted to ruin his
so
fucking
he got
party.
His
you don't
friends.
Want to ruin his party?
Wait, or,
you know?
No way.
Or he picked his limo.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's like the boss picking the employees.
Oh, I didn't think of that. That's
maybe.
Good.
I thought of that.
You don't have a good job unless your boss is a
Did
cool
Did it seem
person.
Like that? Was it all his friends?
You know what? I didn't know that any of his friends would have been jerks based on this limousine. It was so cool.
My limo...
Hemda, what team were you? What color were you?
I was blue, and we sang a blue song
just
in Hebrew.
For reference later, Hemda was the blue team.
Okay, mine was the purple team, but they labeled two limos the red team. We didn't have a limo. I didn't understand the rules. You guys done these limo parties before. I never did them before. I don't even start with a limo of my own.
You were like, well, shit.
And I go...
Back in the synagogue, right, everybody.
So I go, okay, nobody's in this car. We're taking this limo. First game, done. Everybody get in. We're taking this limo. So then I get in. The kids are nice enough, but explain the stamps and this and that.
Oh, every time you got something, the scavenger hunt
it was supposed to be the amazing race.
Right.
Right. So it listed in 10 different envelopes, 10 different places that you were supposed to go to, different things that you were supposed to pick up. Every time you go to a different place, you get stamped with a different stamp
each
that we
had.
Each
kid had a little passport that was just blank. Right. And you were supposed to stamp it. If you did that challenge.
The adult was supposed to stamp
it. Like, I was going to stamp all of these 10 kids thing, you know?
Every time they got back in
the limousine. You just said, like, I was going to. I was going to.
I
thought you did.
Really?
I thought somebody would check it and be disgusted with me before the tip. I've never done this before.
See, I didn't think that anyone was going to take it seriously because I've seen Casey do this and he can give a shit and he's the one tallying up the point, right. Points at the end.
Yeah. Hold on. May I for 1 second?
Yeah.
If you can, I'm sorry. Casey, by the way, big queer.
We already told
this story where he's on the phone and we call him and he's like,
funny on the phone.
This happened to you, Max? Hello, how can I help you? Hey, it's Keith. We're doing the party later today. Oh, hello.
He's
finally
funny.
I could be me.
Casey's brilliant. Casey used to be the MC at old burlesque shows. You believe that?
Really? Right, believe it.
Yeah,
I believe it.
I bet he had the whole shtick. Oh, man, he's awesome.
He's really good when he's in character. Have you seen him in character?
He's really good when he...
He's awesome in drag, too.
Yeah, he's perfect.
He's brilliant.
He's perfect.
Would you buy that? What do you know?
You know what?
Wait, he's gay? What do you mean? What? He's good in drag. No, he's really good.
I could see that. But then again, I'm country.
Can I say this, too? The whole thing was way too complex. 9 fucking stops? Nobody finished them.
I thought you had to.
My team finished 3 of them.
Right.
Keith panicked.
I'm sorry.
I called him. I didn't mean to panic you. I called him at the end because I got there, and I'm just calling as a friendly call. Like, oh, where are you? He's like, as soon as he picks up the phone, he's like, we're heading back now. We're heading back now. Like, you're going to get in trouble if you don't get there at 1 o'clock.
Do you remember your story that did I just destroy it, by the way?
No, I don't remember what I was saying, but I'm sure.
So, what's the story about?
I don't know if she has a story. But yeah, she calls me at like stop number 6. We'll get back to how my kids were. But at like stop number 6 and goes,
so
we're going, are you going back? And I couldn't tell if she's trying to call me to help me, but there's a little snottiness in her voice, like the kids can hear her, and she's laughing, like, you know, where even though I've been seeing her limo, and we've been a split second ahead of her at every stop, you know, maybe she was like, we're actually done, and she's trying to psych us out and have fun with her kids, and I'm like, are you trying to tell me to go back home, because I've never done this before? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's freaking out. See, he takes all these jobs.
Well, nobody started at this.
For me being the one dickhead at this agency, I'm the only one giving a fuck.
Yeah, and I'm calling him up just to fuck with him, and I thought he was going to...
I was totally shocked by that.
He takes everything seriously.
You said that to me. You were like, I took this whole thing so seriously.
I took it seriously until like...
I thought I was supposed to care about the children's feelings.
Well, I didn't think that, but I thought that there's somebody's going to report to somebody. You've seen the parents that are way too into it. We do the double dare, and it's like, eggs on the head. What about salmonella? So you don't know what parents what.
What about a dick in the face, then? You know what I mean? Why don't you just go ahead and fucking get it over with?
Oh, I was
fuck
saying...
this kid, Keith. Here you go.
I was saying that I took the stamp thing seriously because I had the bar mitzvah kid limo, and I didn't want anyone to report back to the mom and say, here's
I figured
what
yours
did.
Was going to be a piece of cake when you got that. And Christine, when she had the like all of the little kids, the minute the mom was like, one team is going to be all little kids, and I instantly was like, I'll take that team, you know? Like, I'll take the little kids who are like, and I like pudding.
Oh, I didn't think that would be smarter.
A piece of cake.
Wait.
I thought I had to change diapers.
I ruined it for Max because I thought, like, you'd be much better with the older kids, so I actually told the mom to put him with the girl. You were right there.
Yeah, no, and Christine, well,
I'm so sorry.
It was easier for her because she would if she had my team, it would not have
worked. Yeah, I just didn't think that she can really handle it, and she hasn't been on any jobs really before except for, like, one. So, sorry.
So, my kids.
Yeah. How was your team?
I do start getting into it until they start opening. Like, you're supposed to read a letter. I got to, like...
You're supposed to read one of the clues, then get the clue, then read the next clue, nice and orderly.
And I've done that.
We got to wait till you get to the next spot.
Right.
And these limo drivers are trying to pull this 20-foot limo around Westchester, little one-lane roads.
And the kids are yelling at the driver, and I'm like, leave the... You know, I don't care what you do, but leave the driver alone.
Don't ruin his limo, please, God.
Hitting everything. How come air's not working? Hitting every button.
Oh, my
Hit
God.
One button and wait.
No.
Now hit another button and wait. Not every fucking button. Where's the air? We had no air conditioning.
It's like the kid that pushes all the buttons on the elevator at the same time, just like, eh.
But every
and
kid's
I wonder
doing
which
that.
One will stop at. All of them, you little retard. You got the fucking lights going now. Literally, this kid in mine, he like, and my team, my team was the hands down worst of everybody's.
Like, yours was. Wait. So yeah, say that ahead. As like go a ahead, tease. So I'm getting into it until like the third one, until they can't help it. And they start like trying to open letters until I'm like, fuck it. Open them. They open them all. You know the driver's going to take you to the right place every time.
Do
you? Yeah, they did.
Mine was clueless.
Okay, hold on. He has, obviously it's Claire. Hendes was an angel. Mine was middle ground. Max's was the worst.
My driver had a list of where to go in the
order.
Are
you kidding me?
Mm. Mine had a list. Mine
Ooh,
had a list.
Then mine fucking lied to me then. Oh,
that hold on. Remember
Nick,
that.
You dirty motherfucker. Mine had, you're listening.
Listen, they're not going to take kids around right. without the driver knowing exactly where he's
mine
going.
Mine had a list and one of the, what do
Why
you call those
not?
Computer maps?
GPS.
GPS.
Yeah.
Oh, mine didn't have GPS.
Mine
he took
too.
Out a map
I think
at some
it's,
point.
I think it's, oh, he didn't have one?
But he didn't speak English, and he looks at me before the thing starts like, and I don't figure it out to the end of the whole thing that he was trying to tell me, we can go here or here for this clue. Where do we go?
Right.
And he's like, and I'm like, whatever's closer. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't.
I'm afraid. And Hemda told me she was on a limo thing once before, a scavenger hunt, and lost the kid. That's all I'm thinking about.
No, I
about.
Wasn't the one who lost the kid. My friend lost the kid.
Oh, Tamara lost the kid, right?
No, it was. All right, it was Tamara.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It was not Tamara. No, Tamara's too paranoid to lose anything.
It was. Did you do that one with me in the city? Is that where
that's
we
the
did?
One where the kid got
that
lost.
That one didn't work either. I thought that
none
one didn't. A limousine scavenger hunt has never worked.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah, it sounds
is
like
not.
We'll pretend we're right. rich and take a tour.
Right.
It,
right.
You know how hard
you know
it is
what?
To it work a limousine around like one yeah. road streets or in New York City, like through
during
traffic?
During the day, yeah.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Oh, it's a 7
We're
going
to hit 11
turn.
Stops in like 2 hours. We're going to get from the Bronx to Battery Park, you know, and back, and with the kids jumping out and grabbing shit.
It just sounds like fun, but it's not. Right. It never was.
See,
I've done it like
no
at
sense.
Least three
it
times
no
now.
Sense.
So then the kids start taking things, and I'm like, fucking take them. And
you're
they,
like,
I quit caring. They open them all up.
Right.
They stamp. They use stamp every stamp as if they completed the thing, and then we don't. And then for a second, I'm like shit myself. I'm like, they're gonna see we didn't complete everything,
and someone's gonna, and the mom's stamp. Gonna be like, your team cheated,
right? And I bring it up like halfway through. I'm like, so we have to go back now. Not halfway through, almost the end. So we have to go back now. Should we cross out the stamps that we didn't make? And who do I blame? Do I have to blame one of the kids? Because the mom made it clear you
it was
do
Dimitri.
The stamps. Right.
You know what? Oh my God, I blame myself. I should have told you this whole
you
thing doesn't count.
You should have told me it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You just can't take it too seriously because something will go wrong.
Until you have no heat for these, I mean, no air for these kids, hold on, and they're fucking animal monkeys and they start bouncing around and you're like, I don't even care. Until I get in the limo, I'm not even by the doors in the limo. I'm in the far area because they don't know how to pull over,
yeah.
how to scooch over. So that means whenever they recognize a spot, I'm not by the door. They are. And the door starts swinging open mid-traffic. And that's when I go, close the door! And that's when I'm the keep the ass where everybody thinks I should. And they close it. And nobody did die. And they go, are you a dad? Because you talk like a dad.
Old man.
I have never seen Keith yell at a kid.
I yelled at them all.
I have never seen Keith be even firm with a kid on any one of these jobs. And I've, you know, maybe if he's in costume, he's throwing them around, but I have never.
You are really soft around kids.
Yes, I am.
You are. You're
he
very
is.
Gentle.
He
and
is.
It's because you're kind of like this big oafish mongoloid or a clown.
Right.
You know, and you got like those big pants on and they're like, I guess I want a balloon from you, but I don't know. Why are you so quiet, big man? Are you, can you talk? Can you do anything?
Clowns talk.
They cry too.
Yeah, but it was only in... It was only until they're opening it. Like, did your kid try? My kids tried to do this where, as the limousine is slowing down to pull over, they didn't wait until it stopped. They started opening the door, and the camera right. guy had to be like, "No!"
See, I'd be so nervous if I had a camera guy and somebody actually documented it. Because I wouldn't have done this.
I could make $1 million if somebody documented my
right.
limousine.
halfway through, you know, when I start having an attitude, and I'm like, close the door, and you do not open the door till I say. Then right then, a kid, they give us these bouncy balls.
Yeah.
For no
reason. Throws it at your face, right? Me too.
So they throw it in my face, and I take my hand, like a claw grip, one hand, pop it.
Oh my
I
God.
Pop the whole thing.
Do you work out? That's not easy.
Wow, babe.
It's not yeah. easy. Those things are, you know, a beach ball. One hand.
It's a beach ball. It's a little beach ball. One hand.
One
hand claw. Swear to God.
You're not fibbing?
No.
That's good. Your man is strong.
Because I saved lives that day.
I didn't pop mine, but I grabbed
Max
it.
Max just got gay on you.
Crammed
That's
it.
Pretty yeah.
You're fucking strong.
So you, but
everybody knows it.
But you didn't get a list. I got a list, and I saw how much was charged. And there was some basic
what?
Charge plus $75 an hour per limo.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait. What list and what prices? Like, what
this
did you
is
see?
The limo price, not oh. what we're getting paid.
How did you see that? That was in your
it was,
manila
it's
folder?
On the whole printout. It's on the
no.
whole. It's on the printout, like their inventory thing.
How much was it?
That they have to make stops.
Oh, tell
we're
me
We're
going to
make these 10 stops. So I don't know, but it was $75 per hour.
That's
how
not
many
bad.
Hours were they there?
It's 2 hours.
It's not cheap to rent six limos.
How many
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, but
how many hours?
2 hours.
How many limos?
Six
limos.
There you go.
They had to be hired for four, though. I mean, they were there early.
Oh,
and
that's
they,
right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
they were there early.
They left
they were there
after
late.
2 o'clock. They left, you know, by 2:30. You don't charge by the half an hour with a limousine.
That's true. Right.
So now, Maxwell.
So I get in the limo, and I only have 8 kids, and I didn't know how many kids that were supposed to be there. So I get in, and they gave us, like, what did they give us? A red bag with a. With a manila folder with all of the clues in it. And I'm like, okay, so are you guys ready? And they're like, we don't give a fucking shit.
I remember my thing where they started saying shit, and it's about halfway through. So I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm in that transition. Do I give up?
Yeah.
You know, do I not? And
you're
they
like,
go shit.
I don't want to get sued right. is my usually my motivation
right.
at that point.
Right, and I know exactly where I turned.
Yeah.
It's when I was going to go, okay, a little less, Carson. And I go, ah, fuck it. That's when I turned.
I think I turned when the kid called my mother a faggot whore. Yeah, but that's so far later. I mean, because like I wish this was like a two-line story and it was bada boom, but like
right. Wait, before you continue, I think people think that we were clowns for these
not
things.
No,
not
we
at
were
all.
Just I was wearing jeans and sneaks and like they gave us I was wearing a black shirt.
Again,
he had a purple shirt.
Again, the way I give a fuck. If you rate nice pants, I wear my nice black pants.
Right, and I wore
you
jeans.
You know that means no holes maybe.
And mine had holes in them.
There you go. I'm
you,
the asshole.
I know that means jack shit.
You were dressed like you were going to a beach party.
Which we kind of were.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And
we
I
were
knew-
in a sweaty limousine with 10 kids.
I knew that you weren't going to take
off.
That seriously.
Yeah.
I knew Keith would take it seriously. And who do they hate?
Right, there you go.
Right.
And well, the reason they hire us is because we're really good with kids. I love my job, you know? But I wasn't getting paid to do anything that needed talent. What I ended up doing was babysitting some little
Absolutely.
Monsters. Right. So I get in and there's only 8 kids, and I'm like, okay, Nick, let's
if you
go.
Don't, if you
limousine
don't want your
driver.
Kids molested, pay somebody $100 an hour.
There
What'd
you go.
Say?
Don't everybody talks about I was molested as a kid too. Hire a $100 an hour babysitter.
There
they
you
probably
go.
Won't fuck your kids.
But I'm not a babysitter. Like, and when I book myself out for things involving children, I
right.
make sure I mention that word for word. I say, I am not, just so you know.
Why?
You know,
why? A babysitter's easier.
No. I say, I am not a licensed child care provider. I am an
and
entertainer.
Something may
and
happen.
I am going to come and do a show, and if your kid gets fucked, that's not my... No.
Right.
But because a lot of times it'll turn out like when you go to... If I go to a show with 40 kids, and all the parents leave, and some of those kids are like 16 and are trying to fuck it up for everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not there to scold your children. That's not my job. I'm here to do a show, and I do my job really good. And that's why, you know, you've hired me, hopefully, because you heard that or you've seen my show. So I say you got to have parents in the room. So we're locked in a limousine with 10 13-year-olds and no one else. And a limousine driver who has just been told... Take them wherever, you know, the guy
yeah,
tells
which,
you to go.
By the
I didn't
way,
know they had a list of places already.
Which
I thought I had to tell him.
No, by the way, I mean, you can pick which one you want to go to. But by the way, I don't know that that's okay to send a complete stranger with the kids with some... I don't
well,
know.
Well, they're not... These weren't kids. These were 13-year-olds. And mine could hold their own because they called my mother a faggot whore.
All right, fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
I take
and,
it back.
And they were throwing shit at my face. We'll get to this.
Wait, go ahead.
So there's only 8
Did
kids...
Did your kids... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you're so great. That's why I like to keep cutting you off. Like, it's going to come.
Cut it off.
It's going to come. My kids were running through traffic and almost getting hit. Did that happen to either of yours?
My kids ran off in 3 directions into a supermarket, okay. And three of them ran 3 blocks away, and I lost them.
Lovely.
And I had to wait by the limousine until they came back.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Continue.
No.
No.
How were yours?
No,
did yours
really.
Split
continue.
Up?
Mine was fine.
Of course.
I had
it
a
was.
Lovely day. I had a lovely day.
These kids wouldn't let me go. They were like, you got to wait for Sammy. You got to wait for Sammy. So finally, like, we're waiting for 5 minutes and all the other limousines are leaving. Finally, this kid gets in the car and I'm like, okay, are you guys ready? Yeah? and they're like, you know, we don't give a fucking shit, whatever.
This is before you even leave.
This is before we say anything. And I'm like, okay, so we're going to do this first clue. And the kids are grabbing it. I mean, they're 13 years old, you know. And these kids were acting like inbred six-year-olds. I mean, they were like, yum, well, I gotta push all the buttons, just like you said. Like, I gotta push all these buttons, and, you know, like, I keep putting the window down. I had to keep yelling at this one kid for 2 hours to stop putting the window down because everybody was complaining that it was hot, and he was letting the AC out.
Oh.
And he would do it nonstop. As if, and you know what? It was working because he was doing it just to fuck with me, and it worked every time because I was ready to kill that kid.
What worked?
Keep putting the window down just to fuck with me. You know what I mean?
So he kept doing it.
And I kept telling him to put it back up. Okay. So it was working. He was getting me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we pull off, and what was our first thing we did? We had to go to this, like, ice cream shop, and they all run out, and they're fucking yelling and touching everything in the store and knocking stuff over. And I'm like, you guys, just, like, chill out. And this was nothing yet. These kids, finally, I was like, get back in the limo. We got what we needed. You know, what do we have to do? Get, like, a word from the guy. Ask him somebody's name.
Yeah. Right. The mother obviously went to all the different stores that we were going to go to and either left something behind or, you know, all these stores knew we were coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they hated it. Every store hated it.
Completely.
You have some for us. First, we want...
No, my kids weren't even that nice, actually. When they run in... Hi, we're on a limo scavenger hunt. Give it to us. Whatever you're saying, you know, we were supposed to get this. Because they're, you know, they're taking it so seriously. They want it now.
We had to, like, collect three things at a place, at a bagel store. And first was the power of rock. And Brother Love, like, gave that. You know what I mean?
What?
It's an inside thing. So, but they would go and ask for, like, one of the three things. And the bagel guy was like, here's the package of all three things you need. Now get out of here. Like, they hate it. Like, does the mom know them? Do they pay them a little bit?
To have 10 yelling kids walk into any place is a complete distraction.
I'm sure they paid them to do that.
We got to one of the places, and the mom was another thing. She was a nightmare. Like, when we got there...
She was so nice. But
really?
But you know what?
You're too nice.
Me?
You're too nice.
No, I'm really not. She was just nice to me from the get-go.
Really?
But I introduced myself.
You were
like
there first, too, though.
I was like, hi, my name is Hemda. How are you?
You were like,
hi. I'm one of you guys. And she goes, oh, eat something, you know. And I'm like, I'm sure everybody else will come. It's not that I'm too nice.
But it's certain names, because Heath doesn't work.
Heath. We didn't have anybody there that was like a supervisor from our company. So the minute we got there... And there's six people in that kind of situation. And the mom pulls all six of us over and starts telling us what to do and micromanaging and, like, telling us exactly how she wants it to do. I tune off and I almost interrupt. I have to interrupt her and say, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to go grab our boss, wherever she is, and let her explain it to us. Because you're just asking for trouble once you let the mom jump in like that and start to micromanage shit.
You know what? That happened.
She could be like, and don't don't touch anybody, don't get too close, and then she could go like, she could go anywhere from there. If you give her an inch, she'll take a mile.
I agree.
So I have to I pull back and I'm like, you know, but
I tried
talk to them.
Listen. I tried to listen and I zoned out
because you're sweet.
Because
you look so handsome. I got to Starbucks. Speaking of, like, awful situations in the stores,
one of your stops.
I got to Starbucks in Scarsdale.
Jinx, you owe me a butt.
I'm like, yummy. And these kids jump out and they go in this. And all I said was, guys, just don't yell in Starbucks, right? They come in, they're like, fucking Starbucks, woo! Knocking shit over, touching stuff. And there's a line. There's a line of like eight people who are like waiting patiently to get coffee because there's only one guy behind the counter, you know, and they're already annoyed. And these kids run in, start touching shit. And these rich people in like their tight gym clothes, you know, who are just trying to get their post gym latte are like, just like, oh my God, I don't believe this. And they're all looking at me like I fucking bred all these children and have unleashed them on the Starbucks. And I walk up to the guy and I cut the line and I'm like, listen, I'm really sorry. We're just on the scavenger hunt and we need a cup. One of the things is a Starbucks cup. Can we please just have a couple get out of here? I'm really sorry. Like, I'm apologizing profusely.
Of course,
and he's like, of course, don't worry about it. You know, I totally understand. Here's a cup. He gives me a cup. We go outside. I open the door to the limo. I'm like, everybody fucking the fucking limo right now. Get in the limo. And they all start to file in. And this lady walks out in her fucking tight black spandex pants with matching top and her latte. She looks at me in the face and she's like, you are so annoying.
And she had to get that out.
She had to get that out right. to me.
Yeah, she
like
had
it was
to.
My fault. Knowing that I'm holding a door for these kids all getting into a limo wearing right. a shirt that says Donnie's Bar Mitzvah.
Right. You're not enjoying
no,
a limo.
I'm not enjoying the Starbucks atmosphere, apparently. I'm ruining it for everybody.
And by the way, that's a good point. We're all wearing, including the kids, the
shirts
same color shirt.
That say Donnie's Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah. Oh,
Everybody knows Donnie.
And they know bar mitzvahs.
And yeah, they know, yeah.
But it's but even like even the printing on the word is small. Like that you're somebody in charge of these kids, it's probably some make-a-wish bullshit. Let them enjoy the right. screaming limo day.
Right, what right. the fuck? Absolutely.
So she says that to you, and you say...
And I looked at her, and I went, yuck! Drop dead. And when I went, yuck, she had kept walking, she turned around, and I looked at her in the eyes, and I said, drop dead. She kept walking, and all these kids got in, and I was like, did you guys see what I just did for you? And they were like, yeah! And they cheered for me. She drove by and gave us all the finger. It was priceless.
You know what?
And she couldn't see us because it was tinted windows, so like she didn't even know if we were looking or not.
Everybody is a child. When we have like our little...
she turned into a 13-year-old, right? There you go.
When we have our little... It hasn't happened recently, but we used to have like these little podcasting fights. The kind of the way I'm upset about Dane Cook, I'd be upset about something. And they'd be like, oh, we take the high ground and, you know, and they're just immature kids. And then until they can't take it and they go, you know what? Fuck you. Suck my dick. You're no better. Everybody is children. You upset her so much, you know, Miss Society had to go, fuck you.
She was a child with a lot. So we get in the limo and we keep going, and you know what was our next stop? From Starbucks. And then they're like, can we just open all the things? And by this point I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And I think I was cursing too by this point, which is not good. But like by this point they had been throwing ice, throwing water, crowd surfing in the limousine. I'm not making it up. These kids were stage diving from the back, like diving, and they got fucking hurt too, like fucking punching each other in the face.
Are you thinking good?
What do you mean? What?
Good.
Oh, really? Don't look
hurt.
At me like I'm so evil, because I would have went, good.
Are you kidding?
Relax.
I was like, kick him in the face. I said that. I was like, kick him in the face. Punch him. I was like, if you guys want to fight right now, totally seriously, because these kids were like cheering it on. I was like, if you guys want to fight right now, don't fuck around and fucking whoop some ass in this limousine, and we're going to have celebrity deathmatch Donnie's Bar Mitzvah style right now. And
wait, before you continue, I want, because people on the
I
chat.
I said that, in all seriousness.
I really think this is your normal size limousine. It's not some super stretch.
No, it wasn't a Hummer or anything.
It was just a normal size limousine. So one person crowd surfing. It's just one person laying on everybody.
One person didn't have a seat fucking anyways. He didn't have a place to sit down.
Now imagine I had two more kids than you and three more adults.
How did you do that? Must have been sweltering hot.
It was hot.
It was sweltering
hot. It was very
hot. These kids kept turning the AC off and rolling the windows down. I was like, what are you doing? They you know that's not going to work. Like, common sense is going to tell you.
Oh, yeah, they're all
about
common sense.
You will not get cooler that way while you're the one whining that it's fucking sweltering in here.
Right. That's it's not common sense. They're idiots. They're playing the Gladiator DVD like that's the air conditioner. But we have somebody that called us and said, I think you're allowed to fuck that age. I think you can fuck a person that age as an adult. There's your fucking answer this whole show. Anyways.
Your listeners.
Anyways, let's move on.
Fantastic.
One listener. Yeah.
That guy's brilliant.
Yeah, it's genius.
Roberta?
Go.
So literally, these kids were crowd surfing, and like you made a joke of it, but I was totally cheering them on. I was like, right. I was like, look, as long as you don't fucking touch me, because at this point...
I'm sorry, is there a destruction charge on the limo? And I'm not kidding.
They ruined this limo, Keith. They were throwing water out of the bottles all over the leather seats, on the carpet, on each other. Girls,
and you weren't trying to clean up after them.
You give up at a point.
That's not. I'm not paid to clean up.
Right.
I'm paid.
Again, I was into it.
To be an entertaining host to this bar mitzvah, whatever that means. And we did not get paid enough money to put up with that shit and clean up a limo. And this guy, my limo driver, was really nice. He was like, don't worry about it. I'm not, you know. He was like, don't worry. I'll clean it up. It's not a big deal. As long as they didn't spill shit everywhere. And I was like, yeah, they kind of spilled some shit everywhere. And he was like, okay, whatever. The company will pay for it. The mom or the company will pay for it is the bottom line, right?
Right.
They'll take care of it.
Right.
So these kids are doing all this shit, and then...
More in your mic, because you're getting so animated, you're throwing your head around.
I'm sorry. I'm having so much fun. We only got three things done in, like, an hour, and we were supposed to get nine in 2 hours. Because our limo driver drove right by the U.S. Open on Mamaroneck Road, which is a one-way street. On the third day of the U.S. Open, thinking that that would just be chill and the best route to go to wherever the fuck. It's like on a one-way street. and it's the U.S. Open. There was like cops everywhere. It was absolutely ridiculous. So I'm in this limousine, which is not moving fast, and these kids are torturous. And by the time we got to our fourth thing, which was the train station, I was like, okay, listen. And they'd ripped all the things open just like yours had done and stamped all the things.
All the clues, so
they stamped each other, ruined each other's clothes with the stamps. Fucking two kids held this girl down and stamped her arms and legs.
Oh my
Seriously,
God.
It was priceless. And I was like, fucking stamp her. Get that bitch. Get her.
No,
you know?
You did not.
Well, I didn't say that, but I was like, stamp her. Get her. You know? I mean, like, whatever. These kids had been throwing ice at my face, throwing bottles at me, punching me, kicking me. Like, there's only a point you can go to before, if you even joke back, if they reported it, you're sued.
Right.
You know what I mean? On a serious note. Like, if they're like, if I go back and say, yeah, this kid who actually called my mother a faggot whore,
right.
if I say it, it's a joke. But if he says it to his mom, even what he said, and she could be
and
like,
I'm sorry,
she could be like, how did you allow that? How did you allow my son to say that about your mother? You know what I mean?
And just to make things clear, we already established your mom and your dad are still together.
Yeah.
So chances are,
and
she's not.
She's not a fag.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, it's the, no chances. It's, I mean...
Well, there is a chance, but we'll let it go.
I got to make a phone call. So we get to this train station, and I'm like, listen, like at this point, I'd given up. I was like, all we got to do is get out, and we just got to get a little train schedule from the Metro North. We're going to get right back in the limousine. We're going to go back to the synagogue. And in my head, I was like, we're going to go back to the synagogue. I'm not taking these kids anywhere else. You know, we're done, because if this continues, someone's going to get poked in the eye and die, and it's going to be my fault. And, you know, what I'm making, a couple $100, it's really not worth
right.
losing sleep over a kid who's blind in one eye now right. because of Donnie's bar mitzvah.
And apparently dying of the eye injury.
He could be
right.
Absolutely. He would be shooting blood and insults out of his eyeball. So the doors open. These kids run in three directions.
The doors of the limo open.
The doors of the limo. The doors to heaven open. And they all run. The doors of the limo open. And five of the boys run into this closest supermarket. Mm-hmm. The four girls run two blocks away because they've been whining about finding a bathroom. So they run two blocks away.
I'm sorry. Was the supermarket for the Lifesaver?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Did you guys give them money for the Lifesaver? I gave them a dollar.
You did. I did that at one other party.
It was
a dollar. Not this one.
They're like, you need an ATM receipt. What kind of scavenger hunt is that? Now, granted, people leave them all over the floor.
They just leave them, yeah.
But what if they didn't? And they're like, Keith, do you have an ATM receipt? Yeah, at $1.75 service charge, I'll get you an ATM receipt.
They asked us for that. They asked the camera guy and me. They're like, well, if you can't find one, I'm like, there'll be one. And you're not. No. I'm not even. Because you know what? Those ATM machines, they even charge you to just check your account.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, it's a waste. I wouldn't have given these kids fucking hepatitis.
Right.
In comedy, we call that a callback. So these kids run in three directions. The girls run two blocks away. The boys go into supermarket. And this, if I had not been in the situation objectively, was the best moment for me, because I go into the supermarket and I'm like, you guys, come on, let's go. Like, I'm not yelling. I'm like, you guys, it's really not worth this. Let's go. We'll just get the thing. We'll go back. I tell you what, we'll go back early. We'll be the first team back. We'll get extra points. Whatever. These kids don't give a shit. This one kid is like, I want to buy these fucking Pop-Tarts right now. And I was like, you can't buy the Pop-Tarts. Get in the limousine. Let's go. Two kids I see all the way at the other end of the supermarket. And I'm like, you guys, let's go. And they start to shout. They go, we don't know who this guy is. Maybe he wants to touch us.
Oh.
Maybe. Who are you, Mr. Stranger? Strange guy? My mom told me not to talk to guys like you. Mr. Toucher? Mr. Kid Toucher? And I'm like, I start cursing and yelling. And I'm like, get out of the goddamn store right now. I'm really sorry. Everybody, and these kids leave. I grab them, and like, they're slightly embarrassed, but not really, because I'm yelling. I'm like, get out of the store. Stop bothering these nice people. You nice lady. I'm like, get out of the store. So I finally get these five boys back in the car, and the other one comes running from around the block where he apparently peed on a car or peed in like the corner of some place because he had to pee. You know, this fucking 13-year-old animal, savage. They get in the car. I have the guy lock the doors. He's six boys. I need four girls. They're down the block where they apparently were peeing. I'm waiting there by the limousine 5 minutes because I could walk in four different directions and not find them.
Right.
I had no idea which way they went. They come back, and I get in the limousine, and I'm like, you guys, we're done. We're going back to the synagogue. I mean, it's just and I didn't let them know I was pissed, you know, because it's not
right.
You cannot show weakness. I just said, it's just clear to me that you guys don't want to do this, and that's totally fine. So we'll go back, and we're done. Maybe we'll get some points for being early. At which point, they all go, we want to do the fucking hunt. And I was like, tough shit. We're going back to the synagogue.
Oh.
So, and now Keith, you don't know this, but the bottom line of, do you know who won the scavenger hunt?
No.
Do you?
I'd know.
We came back with all the fucking things, and who's the queer? Casey.
Oh,
goes through the list, and you know, I was like,
I know.
Do you have this? Do you have this?
Yeah,
and
he was here.
Like,
yeah,
and people are like, yeah, we have that.
He
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
he kind of makes
like,
it up,
and I'm like, I took this half serious, you fucker.
Yeah, right. So my team came in third place.
Okay.
Yours came in second place, Kemda.
What? Really?
And Keith won.
Wow.
You won the scavenger hunt,
You have
Keith.
To give a fuck.
Wow.
Or nobody else will.
Your man won the scavenger
Good
hunt.
Good job.
And I poked my head in and Keith, Casey was like, and the winner with... What's his fucking points is the purple team, and I was like, he'll never believe that. That son of a bitch will never believe.
I saw
it's
his
all
team,
because
though.
You cared, Keith.
I saw his team
because you put a little bit of
Keith was running with his team.
Was he really
running? Every time I saw his limousine, he
she was
always running.
A minute behind us.
Yeah, I was running after them, running with them, looking for things. He was sweating. He was freaking out with them. He's just like as if he wasn't going to get paid for this job unless he won. Yeah, Keith takes his shit seriously.
He's not just a homophobic racist. He loves children.
I don't see why
That's
you can't
bottom.
Be all
you
of that.
You can't. Keith loves and hates everybody at the same time. It's equal distribution. Kind of like the methadone clinic.
By the time the whole season's over, I will find one good thing about Dane Cook.
His fucking giant
schwanz. Probably not. What a dick.
Yeah, okay.
What a dickhead. This
anyway.
Day. Oh, man.
There was more, right? There was one more thing.
What's that?
Okay, so after they tally up all the points, right?
Yeah.
The mom is with the kids. She's trying to stop them from going into the main room.
Oh, God.
So it was her in front of a door, right?
Oh, right.
It's her in front of the door to the main thing because they were having a party right after this.
Yeah.
And the kids are all right in front of her.
She didn't want them to go in prematurely. She wanted it to be a big entrance for all of them into the room.
And whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
But we have to say goodbye at some point and get... possibly our tip, right? So I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to go say goodbye to the client, and two people come with me. One is his name Jeff? Keith?
Keith.
Who gives a shit?
Keith.
So one is Keith that came with me.
Oh, another Keith. There's another Keith.
Oh, there's another Keith. Okay, so not Keith, my boyfriend. So one is Keith that came with me.
Also
and the other,
Catholic.
And the other one is the other girl. So we go over there.
Christine.
And my thing to do with a client at the end is be like, you know, unless you need anything else, which I know they don't, you know, we're just going
to... I'm glad Max is here, because we talked about this with Jeff, of course, about how we're bad at collecting a tip. We say, be nice. We say, hold on.
It's site-specific.
And we say, you know...
Wait, let me tell this story first, though. Let me tell this story first before you get his opinion.
And Jeff's
on it.
A dickhead about it.
Because I...
Jeff is a dickhead. Go ahead.
There's situations.
So I want to hear
Max's
story.
I want to go Hemda though first.
Okay. So I'm going over there. I take one of those breaths in before you start talking. I'm like this, and during my breath in, Christine goes, "The actors are leaving." Oh fucking
She's
hell!
She's far across. They're far
She's
across the
we
room.
We have to yell across the.
You were going for fine, delicate strokes.
Yes.
She just took the big paint house brush and was like, "And red,
dude." She didn't even have a brush. She had a. Pita fucking
she
can
threw the can of paint.
Yeah, because I was because
on the beautiful fur coat.
Mm-hmm. Especially because you're talking over people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, hey, we gotta go. I want to be like, you know, thank you for having us. Whatever. She goes, the actors are leaving, and the mother's like a little flustered
and
by
not
it.
Not even like it's rude. You're saying actors in front of the kids.
Yeah,
by the way,
exactly.
We weren't your friends.
Right,
we're actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just the whole thing was crass. It was really crass.
There was nothing acting about what we were doing.
That's true. I wasn't acting sweat.
Who's your agent, sweetie? At Donnie's Bar Mitzvah. Hey, you guys, I got this great job at Donnie's Bar Mitzvah the other day. It's going to be on NBC.
Not a job, a gig.
It's a gig. I got this great gig. I'm going to be out of the city for a little while. shooting Donnie's fucking Bar Mitzvah. Excuse me, Donnie's Bar Mitzvah. That party was funny, too. There was two magicians, Hasidic magicians with
really?
Beards. Pays and matching bow ties and vests
at
and top hats.
Living.
Shut
oh,
up!
Oh God, Jesus! It was brilliant.
Okay, so
he
she's
had shit
all
falling out of his pockets. Like it was like, oh, I gotta pick my tricks up. I gotta pick up my tricks. I'm dropping them. I want to show all the kids. And then when I walked in, these two guys were playing a virtual reality video game, volleyball. Where one guy was like looking at a screen. I can't even explain. how what faggotry it was. It was just nonsense.
See, I knew it was
you fucking fucktard. You're playing a video game with these group of kids. Oh my god.
Okay, so
not doing.
So that's
job.
What she says, and I'm like, you just ruined it. But yeah. I didn't say anything. And then I don't remember what Keith said, the other Keith, but we just ended up walking away with our heads down, basically, because she's like, okay.
You guys know we got tipped on that job, right?
Wait.
I'm sorry. Oh,
just
I thought it was like, oh, punchline.
God damn it.
Kemda, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know. I didn't know, but okay. These fuckers always know everything. Wait. So then here's the thing. Keith, I find out later, this other Keith, I find out later, goes like this, puts his hands up, like, what are you going to do? That kind of hands up. And then rubs his fingers.
No, not Keith. Not Keith, I liked.
Gary.
Not that nobody knows who we're talking about, but it was Gary.
Oh, it was Gary,
yeah,
then.
Keith's okay.
Me,
oh, okay.
Me,
he loves
me,
the Lord.
Me and Mally have a thing about Gary.
Wait, so it was Gary. I'm sorry. So Gary puts his hands up, rubs his fingers together, like giving her the money sign.
Yeah.
And
wow.
She and
thumb to four fingers, yeah.
Yeah, and then I didn't see him do that, but I did see her shift in her face. And I saw her going, so I will call the company and whatever, and I was like, okay, and I just walked away and I didn't understand what was going on until he told me that he did that, and he goes, I never leave a job without a tip. So I was like, you really don't walk with me to a client and do your fucking bullshit and make me. I would never ask somebody for money. Don't do that representing me, like you have to give me money now. From kids,
and to
this woman who's been very generous to me,
right.
So far, it is not her obligation to give you a tip, and don't you dare. And fuck you both as actors, and fuck you both as people.
You can't do that when you're representing a group of people.
Fuck
that's
you.
Bad. That's really
do
distasteful.
That on the side.
Like, I do want to know how Max does a tip, but you can agree you would never go.
With the right. they can't hear you.
They know.
With your Jew twinkle, you're like, you want to give me some more?
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
Keith, you're saying that Jeff is an asshole about tips. I don't think so. I think Jeff knows he can
the
get away
is
with
an
a lot.
Asshole.
No, I think
scummy.
Hey,
is
but would you guys say that we do get tipped 75% of the time?
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
people are like, you've done a service, not just done a service, not like you brought food like a waiter,
and you
but
should.
You showed up and did a
sure.
show and you entertained my family, and I'd like to show you that I appreciate
no, and
that.
Max,
so
we,
usually you don't have to ask.
That's
or
not
anything
what we're saying, Max.
I know that's not what you're saying.
No, we in our hearts.
But I want people to know that, you know, normally this doesn't always happen.
No, but in our hearts, we expect
yeah.
it, and we're very disappointed when we're not, but we don't go, where's my money? The
right.
thing is Jeff is good at it. He's good at going, and the tip is not included.
Yeah.
And women like him, and the mothers always like him, so he can get away with it.
Well,
we can't do it.
You got to phrase it in a classy
How
way,
specifically,
in a subtle
way. Hold on.
How do you do it, Max?
Because we knew we were going in circles with Jeff until we told him point blank. How specifically, Max, do you ask for a tip at the end when they don't just give it to you?
Different ways. Only two different ways. If I'm doing a show for a company that has paid me to go bring my magic show to these people, and I go to them at the end, and usually this is when I only do this if I've done a show which has been phenomenal and awesome, which is unfortunately for the clients every time. But at the
I've
end
seen
of
Max.
The show,
he's sick. Better
Max,
than David
Max
Blaine
is very good.
When David Blaine is good and doing real shit on the street.
Max is very
good.
Oh, you guys are sweet. I'll go up to the client and I'll say, you know what? I don't have a copy of the contract, but I just want to make sure that you spoke with someone at the company and everything is clear, and you know, I don't need to pick up a check from you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm smiling and very friendly, and it's not a businessy thing. This is just like a performer to client
okay.
thing. Like, I just want to make sure that you are happy with the show. And I say, was everything satisfactory? And they'll always say, yeah. And I'll say, what do I say? Something like, did you want to like include a gratuity on or something, or on the
right.
credit card? Well, you can't say tip or like
right.
or like did you want to give me some more?
Right.
Like, yo, can I have $50? Because I would say in general my tips are from $50 to $100.
Christ.
In general.
Wow, in
That's
general?
Not, well, the majority of the shows that I do are by myself, and that makes a difference, because when you're doing right. a show like we did with six people, what is this lady going to throw down $600 extra to give us each $100?
You tell me, what did we get?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea, but I was told that she said she would add it onto the credit card.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Now
I knew that.
That necessarily means zero.
Right. Yeah.
$0.
That doesn't mean anything.
That means you gave me the money sign, and I will say, I'll take care of you. Right. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
With your fucking hair implants, right. You fucking fake blonde.
I do not like this
retard.
Guy. And I like Max because you don't know. We don't know who each other's likes. Again, me and Max, we've never really hung out before. We just know, you know, we liked each other. And we do the Wiggles party. As you know, Max knows how to.
Fun.
Max and Jeff know how to lead the Wiggles party.
You're so talented.
Yeah, but
whatever.
You could lead the Wiggles party. It's like, oh my god,
I guess
I don't want to do those parties anymore.
I get you, but my point is, what was my point?
So you don't know if you're going to like the same person or not. Like,
exactly.
So you don't know if to say
exactly.
Something
right.
Or not.
So
in
he
front
just
of-
says flat out, "What is it with him?" And I'm like, "What if we're friends?" He doesn't know, and I go, "There is something about him, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, that you want to punch him in the face." Yes!
That's what I wanted to do!
Why don't you come over and do the show Monday?
What did he say, Keith? Oh my god, Keith, you said the funniest thing. We were like changing clothes in a bathroom, like putting on those shirts. Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, I do American Idol all the time, where I do Simon Cowell." And for that company that we do a lot of our shows for,
right.
That we did the limo party for, I do American Idol. I do every American Idol show for them because I impersonate Ryan Seacrest for them.
I see that.
Max is
and
very
they
Ryan
don't have
Seacrest.
Anyone else that's blonde right. And young and thin that would kind of fit that type. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I do Simon Cowell for them all the time. And I've never done a show with him.
Jeff and does the Simon
Jeff,
Cowell.
Jeff does the Simon Cowell. And so I'm like, oh
now
yeah,
he's lying about
oh, yeah?
This.
Yeah, or
actors
I was about
lying
to say,
about
or making
period,
it up. Yeah.
But this,
who got you? Did your agent get you the Simon Cowell job? Yeah. So he's like, I do it all the time, and I'm like, oh yeah, where do you do it? And Keith goes, in his house. Like, but like he just said it like so matter of factly that everyone except me was like, oh yeah, and I was like, oh my god, and he was like, no, you know, I do it at like. You know, parties. Ugh. Ugh. My favorite new sound is ugh. Ugh.
You know what? I do not mind Jeff being replaced. I hope we see you more often, Max. Max has done a commercial as well.
I've done a bunch. I've done like six.
What was
but
the
your big one is Verizon.
Verizon was
the big one, right?
That was like 2 years ago.
Verizon where he was pregnant.
A pregnant guy at a refrigerator.
That was a good one. That funded
good.
That funded at least a year of your life, no?
No, not a year, but it.
Oh, because you know what
it
Tamara does?
For a while.
Do you know what Tamara did?
Blows.
We
another
did. Age,
another client. Yeah. Another us.
Like, yeah, like 2 years ago, Tamara and I were doing this cheerleading thing at a day camp. We were pretending to be cheerleaders and we're teaching them these cheers and blah, blah, blah. Tamara has this thing where if she starts the job, she'll introduce everybody. And she has to tell people things. So she'll go, Hemda just came back from a tour. She does this, that, and the other. And she'll put my bio out there. And I'm like, these fucking kids are seven. Who right. gives a shit? But
because that's acting.
Right. That's her thing. And she says things about her and whatever. So she wants, so in that,
don't
in that,
I want to touch the microphone.
In that cheerleading job, she was like, and you know, we've done so much of this stuff, and you know, when you do this kind of stuff, you could really make money. Like, we have this friend who just did a Verizon Wireless commercial where he was pregnant, and he made $50,000 off that one commercial.
I wish.
She's telling 7 year olds, really, that's
I
not
wish.
What you made? Because I was convinced that that's what you made.
Oh,
she told these 7 year olds.
I had made that. No, when
it
I
had to be up there, you don't have to say, but it had
no.
to be up there.
No.
No, back
in the day, it was like that, people. I mean, thank God that I'm an incredible magician, because otherwise, no, I'm kidding.
No,
you guys
are
supposed to
you
laugh.
Are. He is. No, you are.
Well, you guys are sweet. I wish so, man. I think.
No,
I,
he knows that I think that because
you know,
I
people are scared to talk about money. I think I made $12,000 over a year for that.
No,
yeah, like
I thought
like
you were making more than that.
Well, you'd think back in the day
because you really looked
you
like
to get
a jerk off.
I'm
like, what did he sell out for? What an ass!
You used to get paid every time it ran. Sometimes
right.
You still do. Now it's different. It's like when I was shooting that commercial, I talked to the Verizon guys and I was like, "So, do you guys think this is going to run?" And they were like, "Yeah, we were expecting it to go. We're gonna think it's going to go about 250,000 times in the next 2 months."
Oh, Christ.
And in my head, that meant I was going to make $200,000. And I was thinking, like, literally dollar signs rolling in my eyes. And I ran over to the other guy in the spot, and I was like, I just talked to this guy, and he says we're going to be rich. We're gonna be millionaires. And he was like, you're kidding me. Really? We both were like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Because I'm telling my girl to fuck off.
$50,000 Yeah, I just fucking divorced my wife over the phone.
I mean,
she's taking the kid.
$12,000 That's not what I thought commercials made.
That's $1,000 a month.
Ugh.
For a year.
No
Ugh.
Offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take $12,000.
And that was my big one. You know, I got my face on the TV for like a long time.
Right,
that was
right.
fun. Yeah, you know. I've had a bunch though here
what
and
other,
there.
They what don't other big names.
Trojan condoms.
That's a big name.
That was just my cock though.
Was
I was a cock double.
Was it your voiceover?
I did Trojan the voiceover for the radio spot too. Yeah, it was fun. And
what did you say?
L'Oreal. I got to say. Oh man, I got to say. Trojan man, what are you doing here?
Oh, you were the
Get
other guy.
Here.
I was the. It was me and a girl. Yeah.
Right.
You're and the Trojan man's hand that pops up and he just like points to the sky and he's like, I'll save you.
That was you?
That wasn't me.
No, he was the dorky guy that Trojan man had to save.
Aww.
Yeah. Awesome. We were at a theme park with a roller coaster and she was like, that looks fun. And I was like, yeah, that looks awesome, right? And she was like, yeah, I wish our love life was like that. And I was like, what? Dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, Trojan man, what are you doing here? Holy smokes. Nah, I did a bunch of them. L'Oreal. Singular wireless.
I think you have to explain L'Oreal before you sound like a faggot.
For
L'Oreal?
I played this faggot. Right?
Oh, okay.
I got to look. That was a fun one. I got to look into the camera like it was a mirror and talk to my hair and be like, dude, I really love
you. Oh, shut up.
What did you do?
I had to look into the camera, pretend it was a mirror, and be like, I just want you to know that I'll be looking out for you, dude. Talk to my hair and be like,
oh, come on.
Are you serious?
You don't believe me?
What?
How does why would America want that ad?
It's not my job to figure that out. I just show
up. I just
up.
Took the money.
I just talked to the camera.
I didn't go, somebody's going to nix this in a week. I cashed the check.
I just show up and look cute, Keith. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Good for you.
Roberta.
What other big ones? A couple others?
No, that's probably it. I mean, I had one in the Tribeca Film Festival, which was fun just now. It was only in New York, but everybody saw it because everyone went to the film festival. That was a
fair. All right, right.
You know.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
What's that? We had a busy thing, too, though. We went to the beach today.
You did?
And we get there. I can only, again, because we talked about this before, I go in. When we go to the beach, I have to go into the water or it is not fun.
Yeah, he
I
doesn't
don't
do that laying out
understand
bullshit.
Laying on sand. I don't get it.
You don't like to read?
And it no. Well, that's two things I don't like. What you meant and reading.
Yeah.
The water okay. it's 90 degrees here, but it's so fucking windy over there.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass. And then so
the
we're like
freezing
right,
too.
So we're here, why don't we sunbathe? But then right next to us are teenage girls and like whatever. And then, you know,
I'm not like, oh my God. And you know what I'm saying? He said whatever. So I go whatever. And then I'm like, what the hell? And then he walks in and I was like, what? And that's
and
the conversation. Right.
Right. And I'm like, I can take this. It won't be so bad. Yeah. And I'll tell you what else. Dane Cook, seriously, so cute. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
He looks so good in a t-shirt. He's got those t-shirt muscles.
And this dude walks.
And he has the best selection of t-shirts. I wonder who buys him all those t-shirts.
Dude, not only do I know his jokes by heart, I recognize his t-shirts.
That's not even fair when you say that. I wear the same outfits on stage, too, because how many fucking outfits do I have to wear? Right. Although he's got money, and I would
I want
try
that
to
t-shirt that
attention.
Says, say no to pugs, though.
Right, right.
Queer.
Hem the cries that we don't go shopping.
So, oh,
you know, I do not. What?
Do you want more clothes if you had money?
Well, I'd like to not wear the same fucking thing
so that's
every
the
day.
That's the difference.
But I really like this skirt that I'm wearing.
You mean baggy pants and big shoes?
Exactly.
Clown Monday! It's Clown Monday on Keith and the Girl!
I wore this skirt for today. You see the skirt that I'm wearing, Max?
Yes.
I debated not wearing it for this show because in a day and a half, I'm leaving for that three-day tour. And I'm like, if I get this dirty, I don't have stage clothes. Do you understand what I'm right. saying? This one skirt that I have, the pants that I wear around the house and for simple things when I leave
but
the house.
But podcasting's going mainstream.
You know, I got like...
Soon it'll be on the radio, and they won't even call it podcasting. They'll call it radio, except radio will be completely gone. Like, K-Rock is gone now,
right,
you know?
Right,
now
right.
it's just like blah, the blah, blah, blah station.
Right.
They'll yeah. be like, podcasting on the radio. Keith and the Girl, live podcast.
My point is, I hate shopping.
Right. Right. So we're leaving the beach, and this dude has this tattoo on his whole back. That bubble ghetto tattoo that you spray that bubble spray paint. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
that's
graffiti
supposed to be
spray
hardcore.
Paint?
Graffiti.
Right. But it looks like little girls wrote it.
So it's graffiti ooh. Print.
It's graffiti print. Right.
Right.
And it's that way as a tattoo and says, die young.
He tattooed that
what were you
across
thinking?
His back.
Right. How about live well? How about do the best you can? Like, die young.
God.
You won't be 35, sick of yourself.
Somebody's He's gonna be 90 and be just like cursing himself. God damn it.
No, somebody's going to shoot him just because he said that. Just because he wrote that across his back. Like,
and then go, you're welcome.
So if anybody knows Miguel on 160th Street with the die young tattoo, cap his ass.
And real quick, we're going to get out of here, but we don't, you know, bring up who we're going to have on guests so that it's not a big deal if they don't show up. You know, you never knew, and it's
this guest that you're about to mention cannot come tomorrow.
Really?
I'm sorry.
But he will, right?
As we were doing this, I saw that he MySpaced me, so I had to read it since I knew you were going to bring it up. Yeah, he can't come this week because, let me just make sure I have this right.
There's a reason I'm bringing him up.
This guy, I can't wait until he gets on. I met him at a party like a week and a half ago. But something about, God damn it, I can't get into this. What were you going to say?
Okay, so she's telling me about him and says, so this guy, he wants to do the show. I thought he'd be cool. He knows Manisiahu, and you know Manisiahu, Max,
absolutely.
Right? And he was in rehab for a long time.
Manisiahu was?
He knew Manisiahu from being in rehab together.
And I saw a video where from what? Well, I don't know, but this guy we're going to have on, big fucking cokehead, big what? Everything, heroin, everything, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he said he has like maybe 3 tattoo track marks.
To cover his tracks.
No, because when you inject needles, if you can burn yourself and tattoo like by mistake. I don't know, it's like a heroin addict would know what I'm talking about. Like,
you just mean the track marks.
Sorry, I don't know your heroin lingo.
No, there's track marks, and then there's by mistake, because the needle is so hot and you're injecting it, it's as if you just tattooed a mark on you.
It's like a little blister mark, like when you burn yourself with a paper clip to be in a gang.
He had a $300 to $400 a day coke habit for a while. So anyway, so he said
that's nothing.
So he couldn't. So he's trying to figure out if he can come tomorrow. And he said he might not be able to because of because
he's broke.
He's got to check with his lawyer.
He has to check with his lawyer. And I look at her like, what the fuck? We got to watch it. And you know what Hemda says? Nicest person around. No, it's drug related.
I was afraid that
made it okay. No. That's the worst kind.
What?
No, because I was saying, I think it's something with a probation officer or something. I think, because I was thinking Keith is saying he's afraid of maybe saying certain things. He has to check with his lawyer.
He doesn't want to incriminate himself or something.
Right,
yeah,
and I was no, it's just because of his drug habit.
It's his drug habit. And here's Hemda. Here's what she's willing to do for Keith and the girl. Right, you've seen him. How much? Almost 300 shows we've been doing. Everybody's like, oh, she's the nice one. She's so nice, right? She goes, this guy was in rehab with Manisiahu, called Manisiahu out. You know what I mean? Obviously, it was blank anonymous, but he doesn't mind. And
No, they were teenagers. So even I guess that's even more
whatever,
because you're not supposed to let out that stuff.
And who doesn't mind saying it, too? Hemda. She'll say it. And she goes, so
he said it was okay.
Right. I know. She said it was okay. I know he likes Stoli. Let's get Stoli. I'd like the alcohol to go straight to his blood, so let's not feed him.
Inject it into his arm.
I didn't say it like
let's
that.
Let's not feed him?
I didn't say it like
should
that.
Should we have him dinner? No, I want the alcohol to go straight to his blood. Yo, that is a quote.
Yo, Max lives in Harlem. Tell him to call the fucking heroin dealer on the block.
No, because here's what he told me. He said, I'll be on your show, but I'm going to need some alcohol. And from what I understand, he needs to get comfortable with alcohol.
That's what I understand.
And so,
I think you're helping to ruin
that's
a life.
Amazing.
No, I don't care.
Don't
no,
get me wrong,
I don't.
People. I don't care. But Jesus.
I do not. No, that's what he said he needed it. He said he needs to
the
get.
The guy's in rehab, Hemda.
Not for alcohol.
No, he already failed. They met at a bar.
I met him at a bar, but
Hemda,
not.
I cannot believe you would say that.
You guys are assholes.
Why would you say that? Hemda, why would you say that? The man is trying to change his life.
He's in rehab for other things. He's allowed
for
alcohol.
For other things, like fucking kid touching, and well, let's bring a fucking 6-year-old in.
Oh,
on a very special Keith and the girl.
Anyway,
on a very special Keith and the girl. Fucking Domino from Rikers is gonna.
What's his name? What's his name?
Garvin.
So we're gonna have Garvin, who also says. Can hook up our phones without us buying anything ridiculous.
Yeah, with buying, like, he's going to MacGyver up our thing.
All right. I need an avocado, a snorkel.
No, this is what he does for a living, is some kind of whatever.
Steals cable?
Shady what? Shit. That's what he does.
Excuse me?
He's a very intelligent person. I really enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah, I just need a bottle of Stoli to get going.
Anyway, June 30th will be our 300th show. We're going to do our
June 30th.
Live audience show. That means it's not this Friday, but next Friday.
Where are you doing it?
We're would thank you. I always forget that. We're doing it at DECK, D-E-K-K. It's all on the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums. Come at 9 o'clock to get a good seat. 9:30, Keith is going to show a preview of his next DVD. And at 10 o'clock, the Keith and the Girl show starts.
Why not Roseland?
That's soon. That's soon.
The Gardens.
500.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Max. Thanks, awesome Steve. To fucking 500. See you. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Keithandthegirl.com.
Summertime. Summertime blues is what I have. You know why? Don't like the fucking summertime. Okay? Think it sucks. Hot, sticky, sucks. Hot, sticky, sucks. Okay? Okay. People love the summertime because people are sheep. Good answer, sir. Thank you.
It's summertime and it's so good. It's hot and sticky.
I don't fucking get it, man. Gotta retire all my cool jackets for another fucking season, you know. I don't have to do that, but I don't want to be, you know, hanging out in a leather jacket. 90 degrees, that ain't cool. It's hot and sticky. Yeah, sure. Thank you. Good answer. Everyone goes to the beach. What is the, I don't get the beach. Where are you going, the beach? God, let's go to the beach. Man, we can just go to the beach. God, what are you going to do? Go to the beach? Yeah. If I could live at the beach. Could you imagine that? Living at the beach? What's the fucking deal with it's where dirt meets water, all right? Chill out. That's it. End of fascination. I got a bathtub and an imagination. I'm staying indoors this summer, all right? That way I can listen to music I like. I don't know. Maybe I'm jealous. Everyone at the beach is perfect. Tan, white teeth. I got white skin, tan teeth, you know. Not my environment. You put me under a neon beer light, I look pretty fucking cool. Particularly if it's one of those blinking ones. Woo! Stud muffin. The fucking beach. I'm so pale, man. I take my shirt off at the beach, it's like a prism. People are just, Bill, put your shirt back on. We can't find our towels. All these moths are bumping into me. Boy, moths are weird. You ever wonder what moths bumped into before electric light bulbs were invented? Boy, the light bulb really fucked the moth up, didn't it? First light bulb ever turned on. Billions of moths. What? I don't get the appeal. What's the fucking deal with that, huh? What did they do before light? Are there moths on the way to the sun right now going, it's going to be worth it?
but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.